Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What lady they were doing in LA with the brown bag?
Brown bag is the best in here.
Three, two, one. Season six of the Brown Bag Podcast.
Six.
Yeah. Episode 121, powered by the Watch It, the Watch, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
It. Depends how ESL you are. And we're back.
And we're back.
Put this back over there. I'm sorry.
Why does Duno get to do that? I think this season it should be Vic.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's because the Watches have been my buddies for a long time. And I used to bug them on set about letting me do it. And they used to get mad when I did like hard sticks. Soft sticks, and I just stopped doing it. But then, you know, they want me to take over. You know, I'm the guy.
Yeah, but I think Vic should do it.
Okay, but
I
yeah.
She tried. Do
it right now?
Try right now.
Yeah.
I would do it, but my arms hurt.
I know.
Thanks to that guy.
Yeah.
All right, go.
Okay. Yeah.
Season 6, episode 121, Brown Bag Podcast, powered by The Watch.
Wow. It sounds so good, Vic. Vic, it's so good.
Oh, Vic, proud.
That super was straight proud. Butt cheeks.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. You should do it from now on, Vic.
I'm down. Yeah. He'll get if Duno don't mind.
Yeah, I don't care.
He
it's terrible. The comments are going to mind. Yeah, Duno does the best. We're back, though, you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh, my gosh. It's January. When we're recording this, it's January 9th.
Yeah.
Of 2024.
Yeah. Not, and then when we drop, it'll be like
January 11th.
Yeah.
January 11th.
How are you guys feeling?
I like the number 11. It's my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Adriana.
Happy birthday, Adriana. Hey, Adriana did something that was my favorite.
What did she do?
Okay, after the podcast, we went to an after party, and I told Duno this. And Adriana is funny because she, like, will come up to you, and, like, she offered me a beer one time, and I was like, hey, you want a beer? And I was like, no, we're doing a thing for the person that passed away. It was really sad.
Oh.
But.
Oh, for my dad?
No, it wasn't for your dad. It was for one of the homies, I think.
Okay.
And so we were at the after party, and she's like, hey, Letty, take a shot. And I was like, oh, I'll take one if you take one with me. She's like, okay. And then she takes a shot with me. She says, thank you for taking care of my brother. And I was like, nah, I love your brother. He's like, shh. And she's like, he's a bitch. So thank you. And I was like, yeah, pussy asshole, huh? And then we got to take another shot. So shout out to Adriana.
She's a hater.
And she's like that. She's like, you know what, Letty, thank you for taking care of my brother.
Yeah.
Because he's a bitch.
Like, what a lame, huh?
But happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday, Janice.
Adriana,
happy birthday,
the one?
The middle one.
Yeah,
the one that made fun of your stuttering?
Yeah,
yes,
she's the one that
I like her too.
She's the one that used cool. to make me, was it called? If I could say the ABCs without stuttering, she'll give me money.
And he couldn't.
How many times
that's
did
why
you
grew up poor.
That's why I was like, we're poor. Hey, why are we making fun of my family's financial state? I thought it was
you
a new
are.
Year.
You are.
I said she would give me money if I could say that the ABCs without stuttering. And then you called my family poor. Mom, you're
no,
at this.
No, you.
I didn't say you said.
You said we were you, poor. I you, said you.
You said that.
She had money to give. You just weren't there to take it.
$1 isn't a lot.
Wait, but can you do the ABCs without stuttering now?
Yeah.
Go.
Are we putting money on it? Put some money on it.
Yes, I'll put money on it. Can you my purse?
Oh, I don't have my wallet.
Go.
Put some money on it. No, I want to shake hands. No.
Yes,
20
yes,
bucks
yes.
Every one of you for you want to keep judging me.
I got a dollar.
Nah, I know he could do it. He could do it.
Go.
I believe you.
Yeah, I believe you.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, I said L.
You owe me 100.
I said L.
You owe me 100.
I said L, but I just corrected my L. You know what I'm saying? I corrected my L.
So then you said it twice, so like a stutter? L.
I said L. It's a Michi Chewy. Shout out Michi Chewy.
Oh, Michi Chewy. We got a bone to pick with you.
We got a big ass bone to pick with you.
All right.
Big bone.
But yeah, it's a new year. And then your guys' kids also went back to school.
Yeah, they just went back to school.
Oh, thank God you guys are happy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we love them. We love spending time with them.
Yeah, who doesn't? But what I'm saying is like, there's a lot that comes when your kids aren't out of school. And I could be a judge to that. My sister asked me to take care of Aiden about 4 times this winter.
Yeah.
And I said no to all of them.
That was 3 weeks.
And you probably weren't even doing nothing, huh? Like, during the day.
As a parent, I like how we ask. You can say no if you want. If not, it's okay. But I know. I'll pay you.
That's me with my little sisters. I'm like, you don't have to. But you kind of have to. Yeah. I'm the older brother.
Yeah.
The problem is I don't get paid.
Yeah, you don't pay with
but that's kind of
family, right?
Family.
No, yeah. Fool. But like my sister.
Well, say the ABCs much. Without stuttering. Maybe he'll pay you.
She pays. Well, she'll pay me.
Mm-hmm. Aiden will pay.
She pays. She pays my little cousins.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like,
it's just motivation for them.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, damn, fool. Like Aiden's a lot. Like for some reason, one time he slept over and he moved my couches around. You know, each couch is like set up to where like the control fits exactly.
Yeah.
Now there's gaps.
You were like, no, not my ladies.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm like, now there's gaps when I lay down.
Yeah.
Because for some reason I haven't been able to figure out exactly what control goes where. And it's because Aiden wanted to build a fort.
Well, you like couches with gaps.
Dumbass little kid. Yeah, but not those because they're mine. Okay. I don't touch my own.
Let's get into Sombra Sala. We have Angie, so we're starting off the new season doing Sombra Sala first. Angelica, what's good?
Because Angie has to get with Marcus.
No, I'm
joking, too. Relax. Yeah.
They have to hurry up.
Okay, you guys, I have to talk about Ryan Garcia and how scandalous this fool is with his like back-to-back posts.
Back-to-back.
That he made.
Yeah.
So first he goes on IG and he shows a picture of his baby.
Yeah.
Then like, it's my first son ever, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not looking at you.
No, baby girl. You're good.
That it's his first son. He's like, welcome him to the world. It's, what was his name? Henry Leo Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Leo Garcia.
Which is a cute little post, right?
Yeah.
But then an hour later, he goes on the ground, turns off the comments, and this fool makes a whole statement saying that him and his girl, Andrea, are divorcing.
Who just had his baby.
Damn. Just had the baby. Yeah. Didn't even wait a day. Literally an hour after he posted that he had a baby with her.
That was horrible.
Okay, this is my thing about Ryan Garcia. I've never liked this man so much in my life.
Why?
He said, oh, no, you're saying liked him so much.
I've never
that
liked
means
him
he likes
so
him.
I like him now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I'm proud of the king he's becoming.
Oh, stop.
But low-key, that fool is a little scandalous because
super.
It's like... Because, like, this girl probably had a lot of contractions. You know, she probably... Epidex?
Epidural.
I don't
you
know.
You make me stupid. Fuck.
Epidural? She probably, she probably put the Epidel because she couldn't, like...
Epidural.
And she couldn't handle the pain?
Yeah.
And this fool was like, I'm going to give her more pain.
Pobrecita.
Divorce.
I know.
But, fool, she's good. Fool, she's going to put child support on this fool. Bro, yes. She's going to put child support on this fool. Yeah. He's a millionaire. The mom always wins, whether they're bad moms or good moms. Mm. Moms always win, technically, most of the time.
Yeah.
98%. 99%.
A higher percentage.
It's definitely a higher percentage, but... You know, she's going to win, and he's like a super God guy, right? He's like a super,
yeah.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, the whole time he's like, thank
so I'm
like, God.
So I'm assuming that they probably, he's wrong for going to social media right
super
away.
Wrong.
Like an hour after the baby's born, that's crazy.
No,
yeah. Super crazy.
But, the baby was born in December, but it was an hour after he posted the baby was born.
Yeah, so the baby was
so
born.
It's like an hour after the announcement.
Damn, so I forgive the baby Ojo and his wife.
Oh my God. Well, I don't know if it's Ojo.
That's Ojo. You post your baby on social media, they're going to get Ojo somewhere.
Oh, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Why didn't you tell me that?
From Tank. Tank probably gave the kid Ojo. But so I'm fool, you know what? Move on. But like, in your like religious way, you're supposed to stay with one woman. So
what Bible verse do you think he's going to be quoting from now on?
Oh, that fool needs to quote, I don't know, somebody else. He needs to go.
He's going to quote the book that of needs Sugar to, Free.
He's like, quote Brent Fires.
Dog, I just see like, this is my thing where like people just go into like this like, oh, I'm with God. And,
he's not
just,
saying he's the God. He's
no,
saying,
no, I'm not.
Lord.
No, what I'm saying, he pushes that line so much.
Oh, yeah. God.
That I'm like, fool, I don't know. You're leaving for a reason. You're not leaving because the relationship was amazing.
The divorce. Or she's probably leaving.
Yeah.
I don't he's know. Crack. Because then 12 hours later after that post, he deleted that post.
He took it down.
He's like, oh, never mind.
And
I don't know.
And she posted, I love the way you lie, the Eminem and Rihanna song.
Something happened. Something happened.
Bro.
Is he a Pisces?
I don't know what he is, but my thing is.
Can we find out what his birth or like his astrology is?
Yeah.
My thing is, he pushes his agenda just be honest with yourself, fool. Like this, I'm the perfect man and I'm with God and all these things. But no, fool, you want to be with the biddies and have fun. Like, yeah, let's just.
Just be
that's only my own thing, right?
Yeah.
The season we're pushing positivity. Just be yourself, bro. Don't push an agenda.
And what would you tell his girl? Oh, he's a Leo?
He's a Leo.
He's a,
he's
a
Leo, like J-Lo.
But he's an August Leo. Don't even start. I'm a July Leo.
Yeah.
My thing is.
What if he left her and told her, you know what? Life would have been so easy for you if we stayed together, but God gives his toughest battles to his
brothers.
No! Oh, like, what if he would do with that? Like, you need to grow.
You know what's crazy? Somebody told me this this year was like, damn, bro, I don't want to be one of God's toughest soldiers.
Yeah.
Ryan, fool, just come, fool. It's okay to be a kid. You're young.
I mean, he's not young. He's 25. That's well, you're not a kid either.
But what
I'm
saying.
Let's get that out of the way. Yeah. You're not a kid.
This season, we're telling you like it is.
I pay my taxes. I live on my own.
Yeah, so you're not a kid.
So what I'm saying is.
You're actually confirming.
But what I'm saying is. What I'm saying is. You guys are enabling him because he believes in God and he's a fighter.
We're not enabling.
To that point, I want to talk about that.
We're enabling him. Yeah. You're on his side. No, we're not on his side.
You're saying like everybody, like the world.
Yeah,
like,
you're 25. You're a millionaire. You don't want to be with your girl no more. You're tired of the same old thing. So you want to move on, go to Vegas, have fun, after party.
But he's not young.
Yeah, he's not young. That was my thing.
Or if you compare 25 to 30, he's young.
Well, no, but we're not. We're comparing him being a, he's a dad.
No, it's 25.
It's 30.
No. To that point.
Just because he's a dad.
At whatever age, you have a responsibility now because you have children. That's his third kid.
It started.
This is not his first rodeo.
I'm sorry, but like the God.
Imagine him being third kid Vic, and you know what? I'm so young. I'm sorry.
Let me go.
You can't tell the kids you're young, dog.
Yeah, but he doesn't really have the kid problem. He has babysitters and nannies, fool. Like,
no, he doesn't. He never won the fight with Tank. He doesn't have money like that. Yeah, but still.
But
not nanny money, dog. The baby mama still have to watch the baby.
Yes, exactly.
She's getting paid for it.
No, she's not.
How can she get paid?
Yeah, the divorce will get her paid.
Are you telling me?
Dog, when they're together, he doesn't pay her to watch the babies.
Yeah, that's.
Jorge's not like, hey, thank you for watching the children. Here's $200.
What does she do for work?
I have to Google it.
What does she do for work? She's his wife. She's his wife for work. Let's be honest.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
What is
First
Ryan
of all, that's not an occupation.
What does Ryan Garcia's baby mama do for work?
She TikToks.
Look bad.
She's a content.
She's a what?
Content creator.
Yeah. Let her be. That's how they met.
What are you? Content creator.
What are you?
Little TikToker.
What I'm saying is, oh, bro. Okay. New Year, I'm going to just shut up.
You think on her W-2, she puts, like, or when she files taxes, her occupation is Ryan Garcia's wife?
I don't even know. Okay. Oh, my God.
No. She's his dependent.
Why do you get mad?
She's not his wife.
She's his dependent.
Yes.
Fool. Okay, this is all I'm saying. Shout out her. If they're happy, they're moving on. I love that for them.
Yeah.
If he decides, I don't want to be with you. And you know what? Maybe we should give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he is a man of God and super Christian where he's like, I don't want to be with you no more because I want to live my life and be with other women. Yeah. Even though that's still not a super God Christian thing to do because he followed that so much.
Well, in the Bible, I think the guys had like hella wives.
Yeah, you're Muslim.
No, but in the Bible. In the Bible.
I never read it.
Hey, third time's a charm, right?
Hey, and is there people that read the Bible here before?
Second baby mama.
Anyone read the Bible? Google read the Bible.
You read the
Maximo read the Bible.
No, you read the Bible where you couldn't play Pokemon.
You read the Bible when you're eight.
But ask your question.
I did.
Damn, I forgot because I was getting mad about the fact that. But yes.
Yeah, he's not a kid.
You know what? I'm just. I get what you're saying. He's had responsibility at a very young age. He's been disciplined since he was a kid.
Yes.
There's no taking that away.
Yeah. His young and your young, very different.
Very different things. You know, he had a kid. He has kids.
He has three.
Multi-millionaire. He probably takes care of his whole family.
Yeah, yeah.
My thing is, though, he damn near never probably had a nor. He never really got to live his 20s or his teens as a normal kid because...
Well, that's what you see with a lot of... Honestly, like, that's a boxer thing. Because they have a lot of kids and different baby... Like, Canelo has different kids with different baby mamas. Some were born at the same time. Like, but that's low-key their life.
Yeah, I know, but...
The thing about Canelo, he doesn't, like, put, like... It's like God is not part of his marketing, and that's what's starting to get old with Ryan.
Yeah, that's starting to feel like a
marketing ploy. Like, it's like, with God and this and that, but it's like... Did God tell you to leave your wife? Like, God, right after, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
But my thing with that is like, that's the thing I don't like when it's being pushed, like, God, you're everything, but then who
you do all these,
but who posts their kid 1 hour and the next hour announced their divorce online?
Someone Ryan? That has been hit in the head.
Or he had a scheduled post.
That was some, yeah.
Or, he had scheduled post and he posted the wrong
he
day.
He had scheduled post.
It was the next day that was supposed to drop. Post.
Or he's
hey,
doing
it. Happen.
Or that's some new generational shit.
You're his age. You tell us.
That's some shit some people I know would do that are my age. I personally wouldn't post
you
my
do
divorce.
That all the time. Whenever you get mad at your girl, I'm single now.
You're so
yeah, but I'm not, yeah, but I'm not pushing the agenda off. I'm a man, God, man of God. Oh, man.
So that's your problem.
Ryan Garcia, be honest, fool. You want to go out, live life, and you don't want to be with your girl no more. God didn't make you break up with your wife.
Yeah.
No live. One said
he
that,
didn't
though.
Say that.
He be, that's what put a God quote in there. He put something with God. That's my only thing. Leave God
like,
out of this.
God bless you?
Leave God out of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, leave it like, out that post, just completely.
Yeah, just.
He deleted it.
Yeah.
I love you, God. Yeah. You know what? I'm happy for him. Live life. Live your 20s. You haven't got to live them. You probably don't have in a very long time. You lost. You got hit in the rib. It probably still hurts. Yeah. Live life, perro. Go have fun. Go drink something, whatever you want to do. Live it up. For you're rich. You're going to be rich forever. You're a great fighter. Have fun. Take care of your kids. Yeah. Pay your baby mama what you're going to have to pay her at court. It is what it is. You're fine. He's great.
You think he's fine?
Mentally, yes. Yes.
What about physically?
I don't know. It ripped my hair. Like, I forgot I sucked really hard. I seen the recap the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Because Angie, we're talking about Angie said, pobrecito Ryan.
Yeah, then I'm like, oh, but what was
you the- only say that because he looks like how he looks.
I said pobrecito. Something, pobrecito, now he's all alone.
Oh,
see, isn't that crazy?
That's why he is the way
it
he is.
Like you're shooting your shot at Ryan.
I'm not. Yeah. I am.
You guys
very
shoot your
happy.
Shot at Cardi B, at Shakira,
no,
at Becky G.
Get your bag, sis.
I'm not trying to shoot my shot. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, I'll
chill. Being honest this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Not trying to shoot your shot?
No.
Okay, I'm cool.
Very in a very
Ryan Garcia, way. Live life, burrito. Live and life. What, yeah, what's his girl's name?
Let's Drea. Show her.
Drea. Drea.
Andrea. Yeah.
Drea X Garcia.
Is her name Drea or Andrea?
Andrea, she goes by
Andrea. She goes by Drea.
Andrea, live your life too. Move on. Find somebody that's going to, you know, love you for who you are.
Step in.
Yeah. As a content creator. And, you know, I'm happy for you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Live life, baby girl. Ryan Garcia, live it up. I don't know if you want to hang
Have
out.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, she's bad.
Yeah.
She's a baddie.
You would shoot your shot.
Have you seen her at Reggaetonlandia?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure, I mean, she's like, she's get probably with, Christian too.
Get with her, but you have to fight Ryan. Would you do it?
Oh, in a street brawl. Not a boxing match.
How many people? A boxing match, I'm not fighting him.
Yeah, yeah.
But a couple of the homies, pack up.
No, you're not jumping him.
Street brawl.
No.
Any rules.
Bro, he's been training since he was like 2 years old.
Yeah, but it's for...
That's when you gotta bring out the steel chair and shit.
Nah. She has three kids. She already come with a burden.
Two
nah, cool.
kids.
They said three. Somebody said three.
He has three kids, but with one baby.
What did you say?
Else.
Oh, he has two baby mamas.
He has two baby mamas.
No, this is not a man of God. I didn't know you have two baby mamas.
Shout out to all the women with kids.
She
goes
with a burden.
You are fine.
For
and
me,
believe me, if a guy like Duno thinks you're a burden, you're great. You're fine, girl. You are okay.
What I'm saying is,
shout out my boy.
What I'm saying is,
my core.
You feel me? That's just.
It's not you.
Okay, thank you for so much, Alan. Thank you.
But shout out Ryan Garcia, this is the girl. Hopefully, you guys figure it out. And you know what? It'll be dope to see them not go to court and figure out something cordial. That's always like the best. For some reason, I seen that recently with some people I know. Yeah. And they were like, nah, bro, we decided, you know, like, we don't want to put the kid through that. And they handled it. They meet up somewhere. The grandma picks the baby up.
Yeah, that's more responsible.
And I was like, that's dope. Mm-hmm. So shout out.
I
mean, we love you.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you, Angie. Thank you for
Letty, can you tell us Ryan's next fight?
No.
Ah, damn. I thought we were like in the groove where she was going to just let it out.
No, no. With all the stuff you talked, I don't even know if I'm allowed inside anything boxing anymore.
Okay, I was going to say a joke.
All right. Thank you, Angie. Let's take a little break and then bring...
Yeah.
Bring Ryan Garcia.
Jesus.
Right. And we're back.
Yeah.
Here we are. New year, new us, right? And we got the homie, Jesus the Trainer. Woo. And we got JP, a.k.a. Jorge
Let
Peniche.
Letty's husband.
A.k.a. Letty's Boutang.
Letty. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Letty's mad. I'm not mad, but just, I'm not even going to say it on camera. I got this lecture yesterday, you guys, and off the camera, it was litty.
Oh.
I'm just being honest. We're honest, 2024.
It's not a lecture.
2024, we're being honest. But you guys have been working out without me. It's cool. I feel it. 30 and above club. We'll hang out with the boys. We all work together. Yeah, I ain't mad at it. I feel it. You guys are having fun.
You should join.
No, because I wasn't invited the first time. So I was.
But he hadn't mentioned yet.
That's not my fault.
This is an intervention.
No.
Okay, well, welcome, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Jesus is nice.
Ryan Garcia, everybody. Yeah. But, okay, so you guys, so Jorge, you've been training with Jesus for a while now.
Yeah. Let me tell the origin story. I'll try to give you the abridged version. So I'm with the boys at the house. We're watching Creed 3. You know, and movies like that, you could either be like, yeah, I'm going to hang it up, or I'm going to go hard.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, man, I never really challenged myself to be in no crazy type of shape, you know. And so I'm thinking in my head, like, look, I'm going to put up a post on IG and see if I can find a trainer, right? And then I shower the boys. The ending credits roll for the movie. I shower the boys. I'm thinking about putting up this post. Then I'm doing the finances in my head, thinking about my overhead. And you know what? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just stick to basketball because it might not be for me to have a personal trainer. And I'm not, you know, looking for no handouts. Lo and behold, didn't post anything. I dress the boys. Take my shower, dress the boys. I go to my phone, as anyone does, checks text, emails, et cetera, right? I see I have a direct message. Okay, I check it. And it's lo and behold, it's an offer from a personal trainer to do. You know, offer their services pro bono, you know? And I was like, sounds
crazy. You're like, yeah.
Crazy. It's kind of crazy. I mean,
that is not crazy.
And then of all things, the trainer's name is Jesus. Yeah. So if there wasn't a sign, a clearer sign, what would you say?
Yes.
You know, so.
He's like God.
So all in all, you know, so as soon as I saw that, you know, I definitely reached out. And as soon as we can get together to work out, we did it. And you know, Jesus has been, you know, extremely a huge blessing, you know, to have in my life, because man, aside from the fact that he's a really good trainer, he's just a genuinely good dude, for real, like rare air right here, you know. Yeah. So those are the type of people I like to have regardless, you know, in anything that I do. So it's dope.
He's never called me a blessing.
You are.
You are.
Here we go.
So we start roasting between the guys. You get mad. And they don't call you a blessing. And you're
it gets me very anxious.
Why?
Because you guys started going like, ugh.
It's good. It's anytime common. Anyone asks me, like, what's your most expensive piece of jewelry? I say, this one. This one right here.
Are you honest? I'm a panic.
Hold on. Because I never noticed your, like, I won't say your weight or how you felt, but how, like, do you know the ranges of where you started and where you are now?
Yeah, so our first weigh-in was, I was teetering at 196, inching my way to 200 pounds, which is kind of worrisome because, for the most part, you know, in my adulthood, in my 20s, I was like 175, 180, maybe push 185. So 196 was kind of worrisome. Started to look at my face. I'm like, I'm a little rounder. Let's look at my stomach. A lot of shit, I just wasn't really feeling it. So we did our weigh-in. 196 was the first assessment weight-wise. And then like about, what were we at? Like 22, 23% body fat initially. Yeah. And yeah, so, you know, over the ensuing weeks after we, you know, we started working out, you know, started shaving off pounds little by little. The body fat started to shave off little by little too. And, you know, to me that was just encouraging, you know, to see. And everybody, you know, at the gym over at Lucky Athletes, you know, everybody is just like on their tip, you know, and ranges from different levels of experience in training and working out, which is also encouraging, you know, because you can go to like Muscle Beach or places, you know, that where people, that's all they do.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, damn, you know, like, I'm right. I'm starting right here.
Right.
As humans, we naturally just compare. Yeah. Like, instantly. So, we'll just be like, oh, yeah, that's not me.
There's different guys, you know, at the gym. Jesus can probably elaborate on that more, but, you know, there's.
So what are you at now?
Right now, I am at one. What was the last one? 167.
Oh, damn. Like 30-something pounds.
And
like, I hadn't seen you since.
10% body fat.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I hadn't seen you since.
Live show.
One of the live shows, and then before the 23rd. And then when I seen you that day, Letty was telling that you were working out, and I was like, is this food getting your food? Like, you're always like working on some sign or some shit. And I was like, I'm like, this was not, but then I seen your post, but I thought it was like what you were doing last time.
Which one?
Like, way before you were working out on something else.
No, I mean, I played
like a
basketball.
While back.
No, I played basketball just in general.
And then when I seen you at the live show, I was like, oh shit, oh, they look skinny as shit.
Trying to, you know.
It makes you look younger for sure.
I'm trying to reverse father time, you know. That's all I'm doing, you know. At the beginning, I still got to do this, you know. There's two things. There's the epigenetic age and biological age, right?
Yeah.
So epigenetic age is like your actual age. So my epigenetic is 36, right? And then there's biological. That's
biological is 36.
Biological, 36. Epigenetic. So mine at the time before this was, I think, I was 26. I was 35 or 26.
Oh, okay, okay. So
basically means you might live a little bit longer, hopefully. Yeah. So I'm trying to turn that shit back, all the way back. Now, there's people far more, like, invested in this. There's, like, a guy that sold Venmo that spends $2 to $3 million a year, like, and has, like, the most streamlined system, you know, to stay in shape.
For, like, his
and
body.
Healthy. Yes. So he's trying to live forever.
He's trying to live forever?
No, that's his. It's for real. Wow. And he really believes that, so.
Crazy.
I'm not that far, but I'm about to do M-Sculpt next. Oh, this week.
We're all crazy, all these weird words and crazy words, but, like, what about the people that, science. Like, especially Jesus, for you, like, I know a lot of people, like, New Year, New Me, 2024, we want to get thin. Like, I'm sure they're coming to you. What's, like, the starting points for you?
I always tell people to keep it simple. You know, I mean, I feel like once you've been 8 months in the game and working out and shedding a bunch of weight, then you can start looking into all this other crazy stuff that's out there. But I always tell people, start real basic, you know, eat real foods. Like yesterday I had Vic and Maximo in the gym and it was like, yo, when it comes to diet, don't even trip about it. Like eat fruits if you're hungry, eat chicken for your lunch. Like you already know what's healthy. Don't try to go all crazy with it and do all these things that you see on Instagram.
Like, you're eating tofu now.
Nah.
Yeah. And I had a fried tamale over the thing. I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, no. Nothing. Everything fried, toss it. All right. Yeah, and then just fitness, just move. You know, if you haven't worked out at all, just go for walks. Yeah. Just get steps.
Yeah.
You know, and start walking. Once you start walking, start jogging. Once you start jogging, start running. And just little by
what do you tell people that think running is boring? Because I know that's like the biggest thing where like, I feel like you're just running forever. And then that's what you would recommend, like a football or a basketball or something of that sort, right?
I mean, I would even say
because obviously running is the best, like really cut weight.
Nah, not even. Like I would say like the best thing, like bodybuilders and shit, like to lose weight, they do incline walks on the treadmill.
So oh, yeah, yeah.
Just put on a podcast, just put on, you know,
the brown bag.
A movie, the brown bag.
The brown bag,
whatever. And just walk, incline walk for 30, 45 an hour. That's literally what they do to cut weight for a bodybuilding show. Boxers do to burn weight also. Yeah. So it's
more,
like,
you're saying it's way more simple than we think.
It's way more simple than we think. And that's the thing. People overcomplicate it, and then they're defeated before they even start. So then they're just like, it's too complicated. That's not for me. And especially us as Hispanics, you know? Yeah. Like, we see around us, and it's like, damn, nobody around my circle is doing it. So and then it really seems impossible because they don't know who to reach out to. Yeah. And for me, that's why it was important to reach out to Jorge because where my spot's at, I think me and him are the only Mexicans in that spot. So it was important to get, it's just, you know.
Caucasian.
But shout out, Mike is what?
He's from Ecuador.
So he's Latino.
Yeah. Latino.
I got one in there.
So,
I'm Mexican,
Full Mexican.
Where are your family from, Guadalajara?
Yeah, Zacatecas.
So same shit.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
They're not too far from each other.
We fly into Guadalajara.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, yeah. Yeah, they're white. You're like a Vic.
Yeah, I need my epigenetic age to like improve. I want to be a fucking baby.
Yo, you turned
back. You can do it.
Yesterday, think about it this way. Every workout you put in turns it back one day. So yesterday, you turned it back one day.
Okay.
We up.
Okay.
So we back.
More than all of us.
Yes.
But my drinking habits are very bad. Yeah. So, but my thing is
you
like.
You know that it's the drinking then.
Yeah, but like I was doing really good last year to where like I was really dedicated. Yeah. And then I went through a lot like ending the year off. And then holidays. I know that's like, especially like some people that I was working out and there's some guy that was next to me. I was like, bro, I've seen this fool since when we started coming. And he's like swollen out and he was like, bro, the holidays fucked me up. And he was like every day. But he's like, bro, Latinos naturally. A lot of the times, the holidays are the only times we get to spend with our family. Yeah. People fly in, or we travel to either Mexico or something like that. Our family's around for a long time, so like, you're gonna go to the gym. Mijo, es que no quiere estar conmigo, verdad? And then you go through these phases of like feeling guilt. So then they hang out. You eat recalentados damn near for weeks.
Facts.
So and then Latinos, every time we get to drink and have fun, we're gonna take it. So Thanksgiving is really a whole week damn near, and Christmas is really desde el 23rd. To the end of the year, because somehow you're gonna spend it with like I didn't celebrate Christmas with my family till the 28th.
Yeah.
Because my sisters have husbands and they gotta go with their family and stuff like that. So,
but I
totally feel that.
I think it's important. That's why it's important to have somebody that keeps you accountable and also can give you these.
For sure.
These tips, like for example, you know, I'm Mexican too, so tamales and all that stuff went down during the holidays. But there's a way you can do it so that you can not mess yourself up that bad and not just go off the rails completely. You know what I mean? Like, I was having tamales, and I'll just put, like, an egg on top, so add some protein or whatever. And then that'll
keep... Yeah, bro, I definitely had that over the Sunday.
Yeah, so then you just add more protein, and then the tamale at the end of the day is the carb. You know, like, last week we were talking about one carb, one protein, one vegetable every single meal. So if I'm having, you know, my mom's pozole or whatever, it's like I go heavy on the meat that she has up in there, the vegetables, and just a little bit of the little...
The granos. Maiz,
the maíz.
Yeah, the maíz, yeah.
So... There's weight, and that's why if you have somebody in your corner, I mean, maybe stick from...
It's hot Cheetos and ceviche
What is the 80-20 rule?
Now, I always tell people, if you want to eat something eat it before a workout. That's the only time you could have a cheat. That's, like, a good way to, like, okay, you're going to have it. It's going to give you a little boost because you ate something good. That you
every
enjoyed?
Once in a while.
Damn, I might throw that shit up if I eat before. I'm like different.
Cheetos on the way.
You know what's crazy? I give people my respects that could eat breakfast before going to the gym. Because I feel like I'll just feel more guilty and I'll just go hard. I might throw that shit up. So I'm like, bro, last time I saw my homie, he posted a whole, like, his girl made him a big-ass breakfast at, like, 9 a.m. At 10, he was at the gym. And I'm like, bro. Your metabolism might work super fast because my shit gonna stay in there for a minute. I might not shit till 2-3 hours later and it's over with. I might throw it up. No, that's true, because everybody's bodies works different. Like,
that's why. Yeah. That's why that's another problem with, like, social media. Everybody looks at their favorite fitness influencer and is, like, trying to pick up game from them. And it's like they're posting, oh, what I had for breakfast today, what I had for lunch today. That works for them. That's not gonna necessarily work for me. That's not gonna work for you. Right. So it's about finding somebody that you can, you know, really have a conversation with and really knows you on a personal level that can really put you on game.
Whose expectations, and you have to be completely honest because that's what we are doing this year, 2024 on the Brown Bag Podcast. Who do you see that's more motivated from Maximo and Vic? Let's just be, and you got to be honest, with them.
One day working out.
It's been one day.
I have a question too. Did you do the thing where you measured their body weight and their body fat percentage?
Yeah.
What was that like for you guys?
I'm thick.
You're thick?
What time did you guys do that?
I'm gonna be honest because I want to hold myself accountable.
At 11 then it probably wasn't accurate because
you're
probably
accurate.
Drinking. No, because he was probably drinking coffee in the morning. He probably ate breakfast at the station.
I did, but
you gotta do it when you don't have anything.
It don't matter. Once you wake up, it's still way too high.
Okay, so
200 pounds? 200 pounds. That's a lot.
Yeah, if we have a lean belly.
And then I know hanging out with the rappers
like Gucci.
And 30% body fat.
Okay, that could be shaved.
But that's big. But, like, to me, that's like it's an eye opener because, like, I don't hop on those machines.
Right, and you would never know had you not done that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was thick, but not that thick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What about you, Maximo?
I was at 175, and I think it was like 30% as well.
Okay. So is that good and bad? If he's 200, he's 30, and he's 175 and 30. Which one's worse?
At the end of the day, it's the body fat that we look at, right? Like, the weight's going
to... So technically, they're both the same size.
Percentage to your body.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's basing it off of your body size. And so at the end of the day, you know, 30%, we definitely need to get that closer to... I always told... When Jorge first started, I told him, yo, the goal's always going to be 15. I mean, he's at 10 now, but...
Hey, you're getting an erection.
He's married. Stop.
Here's the thing.
What do you eat? Cause I don't let them cook.
No, I'm kidding. She cooked. She threw down spaghetti. Nah.
1 to 10.
Just follow the principle. You know, at first he was very, very, very adaptable and lenient. But I was like, look, if you're gonna be so generous with your time and your expertise, I gotta, you know, do my part. And that's not only working out, unfortunately. You know, the diet is a huge component.
Nah, for sure.
We've all learned it whenever we worked out. And then we eat some bullshit.
Yeah, okay,
you're
so
like,
this is my thing.
Levels out.
So this is my thing. How much our eating with Jorjito did he have to cut off with all the desserts you guys used to
take? It still works.
But you guys used to eat a lot of dessert every day.
We go to Erwan.
I love Erwan.
He loves Erwan.
Super, $40 a little bowl is crazy, but I'll do it. I did it the other day, $80. I was like, no, my man's way.
Literally.
But you pay for it now or you pay for it later?
Oh, that's true. But when I was doing, you know what? The first time I went to Erwan, shout out my boy Bradley Martin, huge in the fitness world, and he's like, bro, we gotta go to Erwan. I was like, what is that? He's like, it's a super like advanced Trader Joe's. I went in there, bro. He paid for mines and his, and it was like 100 and something. I was like, God damn,
it's crazy, man.
And I'm not mad at it.
I wanted
though.
To go, but somebody got shot there the other day. Did you guys see that at the Erwan?
Which one?
The one by the Grove.
The Grove one. But
someone got shot there.
The Grove.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Oh, shit. I got to go in a metal vest.
I literally was going to go in there, and I was, like, driving by, and I was like, ah, never mind. Sir, somebody got shot.
They were probably like, $40 for a shirt.
I'm going to go to one in Silver Lake.
One in Silver Lake. There's one in Silver Lake.
See, but that was cool. Yeah. See, but the bad thing about it is that then people start to think, oh, I can't eat healthy because it's too expensive.
Fact.
And then that's when.
Unless you got your homie Felix that you met at the Irwan, and he comes through with the thumbprint and with the hookup.
Hey, Loki, did that for my tortillas.
Which spot is that?
He used to follow me. He used to be at the one at the Grove, and now he's in Pasadena. I said, I was just like, I went in the morning to go get my food, and I'm like,
oh, Pasadena, not too far from you guys.
With us?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
All right.
Damn, marijuana is sick.
So that brings me to a really good question for you, Jesus. How do you eat healthy and on a budget, like being poor and being healthy?
I mean, honestly, for me, I eat ground beef every meal pretty much unless I'm eating out. So, like, that's super cheap. I buy it at Trader Joe's. It's probably like $5, and it serves me like 3 meals.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Damn.
Like, you do ground beef, you do chicken, you do eggs, all that stuff. You're buying it at Ralph's, you're buying it at Trader Joe's. It ain't that expensive. If you're cooking for yourself, you could do it on a budget. It's when you eat out. I think that's when.
What type of rice? Because I'm a big rice guy.
Any rice?
Okay.
Rice. I prefer white rice. It's easier for your body to digest. So a lot of people say, oh, brown rice.
This whole time I thought it was brown rice. That's my problem.
Nah.
It's a TikToker.
No, it's because it's brown rice, then tortilla, then bread, then
brown
like
rice?
Just 15%. So you're saying stick to the white?
Jeez. I mean, I don't say. I'm
stick
not
to the white.
White is
right. White is right. All
right. At the end of the day, it's more important that you just pick one. So,
okay.
You
know,
rice, no tortilla.
Okay, so I'm gonna name a couple restaurants I'm gonna name a couple fast food restaurants that have somewhat of a protein side of the things. You just let me know yes or no. I just want you to tell me because this is like my scapegoat. Like Pollo Loco.
Yes.
Chipotle.
Yes.
Salads from Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A. Oh, Yoshinoya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, Jorge, I'm so happy.
That's my 9 a.m. meal sometimes, you know?
Yo, Jorge eats Yoshinoya at 9 a.m.
Listen, if there's no yellow vest in there, I don't want it, you know? Yeah. We get it
that's
early,
when you know?
Know
when that's when you know
when they're bringing
fire.
Out the fresh batch.
Yesterday with Vic and Maximo, we were also talking about, like, because they were saying, oh, for lunch, we usually eat out. And it's like, yo, okay, that's cool. We could figure that out. It's not about, hey, I need you to go home and buy chicken breast and buy broccoli.
Yeah.
Because none of that's going to last. I don't even do that.
I have a question. I just got the random thing. Should I be pescatarian? This is a genuine question. I'm not trying to be funny. Like, I was just thinking, I'm like, maybe I could do it.
It's just fish. Pescatarian is just fish.
Just fish, no.
I mean, again, if you have, like, food sensitivities, like if red meat makes you feel bad.
No, not at all. I love all
bad.
That.
Nah, so there's
is it gonna like make my progress move faster?
Nah.
Nothing.
No, and then
there's. You can expedite it. Just working.
And you got mercury. All that mercury.
Fish have high.
Maximo burning or not wearing yesterday.
It's important.
I hate that.
No,
because you have mercury. You have mercury.
One of the homies lost hella weight.
I used to be healthy, all right?
Vegetarian, but that's just him. That's probably his body.
I have a question. Have you ever dated a girl that was not fit, but you're fit? Because you've been fit since like high school, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely a thing with my girlfriend and I. You know, she felt like I, at one point, would have wanted somebody that was in the fitness industry. Yeah. But for me, I'm already, like, super obsessed with what I do. So, like, it's actually nice. I mean, she works out, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But she's not, like, obsessive with that about it. So, for me, it's nice to have someone that can kind of calm me down. Because sometimes I'm like, you know, I'm trying to help normal people be fit. So if I'm living my life in this way that's like just to the extreme, that's not really helping anybody.
Yeah. Right.
They can't really feel bad about themselves,
like,
if anything.
Drinking like raw egg in a cup.
Yeah.
So for me,
I totally feel that because I'm like talking to a girl that like is way buffer than me and she's like at the house and like just like, I've been like, all right, foot chills. Like, cuddle vibes.
Remember when Vic tried to be with the girl that worked out? That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that one was different. No, because girls but like I think, gym a lot like me. You'd be surprised. I think they wouldn't like me. I think they would like a fit guy. I would honestly think.
See, but this is my thing. Like,
we like projects, apparently.
Maybe.
But I like that. I like that. But so Chick-fil-A's cool. We don't know. Jorge, I will look up. I will look up
this chicken.
Oh, In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, yeah.
Wait, he said In-N-Out.
The lettuce one, though, right?
No. So look, like that's actually one that Jorge hit me up when when we first started working together. He was at In-N-Out with his kids after the dentist, and he was like, "Yo, what can I get on this menu?" So the bad things at In-N-Out is gonna
the
be
animal
a little
fries?
Sad. The cheese and the spread. So like, if you get
another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
That was my first job, too. That was my first job, and I used to eat a burger every day because I would work 5 days a week, and I would get a burger every day.
And you guys always got paid the best.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It was a good job. But, yeah, so if you get a double burger with the bread, ketchup, and mustard instead of the sauce, you're straight, and you can't eat the fries, though.
I feel like I need somebody. See, I need somebody
that... Or you eat the fries if you do the lettuce wrap?
Yeah.
Poor Loco, I remember some lady being like, lady used to go in there every day, get three wings with broccoli and the corn. Every day, and she was 70. She, I swear to God, she looked like she was 40.
Yeah.
Every day, she would eat three pieces of wings, a water, broccoli, and corn. And she's like, this is what I eat every day.
Thank you for the recipe.
And she's like, I'm retired. She's like, but I love the wings. I'll wait here in 50 an hour, 30 minutes. And she looked good.
Yeah, that's what they say. Health is wealth, man. And I think
she looked good. I would have cracked her. She's a good-looking lady, but she ate Pollo Loco. And I remember Pollo Loco, like, the bowls is good. I ate a bowl yesterday.
I have to tell you, too, because Angie, when you came over the studio, Angie asked a really good question. And for girls, working out is a little harder. Like, you guys go and it's like a guy club, right? Sometimes it's harder for girls because guys have their testosterone all the way up. They could be creepy. And I think Angie asked you about, like, being like, if people either ever think you're creepy or you've seen other guys be creepy to girls and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the gym is an intimidating place, and that's why you've seen gyms pop up for women that are like, oh, women only, mm-hmm. and it's like makes women feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people also, you don't have to connect the gym as the only way to move. You know, I think for girls, if you're intimidated by the gym, there's other ways to go about it. You know, you can go for hikes. That'll be a great way to get you in shape. You can.
Yeah, you said the kitchen. That's crazy.
The what?
The kitchen. Walk to the kitchen and walk back.
I like this. Clean the house with tempeh.
How many calories do you burn when you clean the bathroom?
Hey, add some weights to the mop.
We all want to know. Tell me more information.
Hey, add weights to the mop.
I'd wait for your apron when you're watching this.
Oh, my God.
Do not give it
Hey, okay, this is my thing, though, right? Okay, and Angie. And
smaller mop for more reps.
go ahead. We're on camera. No, but look, this is my thing. So I was having this conversation again with a good friend of mine, Bradley Martin, and I feel like, yes, women, I totally understand there is some fools that are super creepy, but also, like, if I'm here, right, and I'm on a bench, and you're on a bench, and I turn to my right, and somehow you're squatting, and your camera's there, and you go on TikTok and go like, he was looking at me. Yeah. What am I? Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, I definitely get the lady aspect, but like, I think as humans, naturally, we're just always looking at things. And it's not like, obviously, if a girl's walking by, and I'm like. Yeah, that's different, but like, if I'm waiting for the squat rack, and I'm looking at you, because I'm like, oh, she's almost done with her set.
You wait for the squat rack?
Yeah, guys do squats.
Okay, so since you own a gym, like, what is it that you do specifically to, like, maintain that good environment so that everybody feels comfortable?
I started off working at a big gym.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like I always try to go over the top to make them feel comfortable. So, like,
nice.
People have talked about, like, their trainers asking them for before and after pictures and, like, doing it in, like, your underwear and stuff. And for me, I'm like, yo, you guys could keep all that stuff for yourself. Like, I have a scale here. It tells you your body fat. It tells you that kind of stuff.
Mm.
I don't need to see any of that
kind
of stuff.
Do the before and after for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think for me, I always go on the defense. Even when it comes to, like, spotting someone, you know, I think I make sure I grab a towel and I'm, like, using the towel.
Genius. I get that, but that's, like, also, that's, like, not letting him, like... Okay, so what if the towel slips and you're slippery and she breaks her whole neck because she was scared you didn't want to grab her arm fat? Like, come on, we gotta be honest too. Like, I get it, we wanna, you know what I'm saying? But like, let's just be honest. Like, we don't all wanna fuck you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a good trainer, he's a good guy, he has a good heart, he's married. Like,
he's not married.
Oh, are you single?
No, I'm not single, but I'm not married.
But you have somebody that you go home to.
Yeah.
So he doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, go with him. He's a great.
They don't
live
together.
I don't know.
Hey, let's not disclose so many details. This is about working out. I know.
I'm just saying, as a good trainer, like.
The chat said, if you ever get hit on.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a normal part about being a trainer.
Don't fall for it, fool, because they might cancel you.
But it's that, again, I now work in like a small, I have my own spot now, right? So yeah. Most people find me on Instagram or referrals. It's not like you just walk into a random gym and you just got a bunch of walk.
It's low-key in the cut. I mean? It's in the cut.
We posted you on our Instagram, and then, because you were on the treadmill, and then someone DM was like, I'll get on there just to chase after him. And I was like, wow, this is objectifying. This is what it sounds like.
Yeah, see? See how he feels? Look at him. You're making him nervous. He's a great man, bro. He has a great heart. And they're over here subjecting him. Who's this lady that maybe we should expose her on TikTok?
Yeah.
You have to find a homie right here.
I know her.
Oh, it was your name. Definitely don't let her go to your.
You don't even got to go too far.
But she's going to run there from Boyle Heights. She might get shot on the way, but she'll be okay. You're worth that, fool. You're worth that. But that's dope. What is something that you still hate about working out, even though you're obviously in love with it? There has to be one workout or a certain thing that you're like, fuck, today's this day, but I got to do it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I hate the fact that I got to keep doing it for the rest of my life. That's the thing. It's like, this is never going to stop. You know, like, I guess if you're like trying to build a business, you get to a point where you don't have to work anymore because you hopefully built enough money that you don't have to work.
Yeah.
Working out, you got to wake up, eat the same stuff, work out again. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you got to just do it.
But you know what? You know what? There's a lot of boxing coaches, and I'm pretty sure Letty and Yelene could have, like, they're super unhealthy and fat as shit, but create some of the best.
Lot of coaches are in general.
Yeah, I'm saying just a lot of coaches in general.
But it's different. Yeah, it's different.
Like Eddie's bigger.
They show technique. They don't do workout.
No, but then I'm pretty sure they train them like how to cut weight and stuff like that, right?
Nah, because they have trainers and all.
Oh, they have different type of trainers.
Coaches.
Also, they're just boxing trainers.
If you ever watch an episode of All Access, they have like a dietitian.
Yep.
They have different. Yeah.
You're right.
It's like a head coach, right? And then it has like the
assistant,
coordinator, this and that, like that.
Okay, never mind. For you guys, stay fit forever, buddy. Sorry about that, bud.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I was watching how Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, he looks at himself in the mirror now, and he gets so depressed because like the body he had when he was young, and he would always work out, and it's like, no matter how much I worked out back then, it's not serving me right now. Like, I still look crazy now.
Wow.
I mean, and
he started eating tamales.
Yeah.
From his housekeeper.
Hey, and look, those are the best tamales, the Guatemalan one. I ain't mad.
Hey, look, I knew he had a Latina baby mama. When he was talking spicy about Latino women, he was like just off the cuff, like at random as a governor, right?
Then you felt
it. And then I was like, he must have a baby mama somewhere. and then I saw a front page of like, I think National Enquirer, and I see like the little Latino Arnold, and I was like, I was right.
Bro, he looks exactly like him, too.
Exactly. More than his other kids.
Yeah. So now you're fit forever, fool. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you got to just, and then I just think about it like, damn, they'll start coming to the gym, so that's the only way I make money. Yeah. I got
to
just.
Fit life to the next life.
You're not too far from me. I might have to go do a little boot camp.
Please do it.
Yo, well, I think.
Wait, what the fuck? I'm not done.
For them, like, they started, and you need to.
Yeah. I'll probably pull up. But, like, I don't really want to work out with Vic and Mark. Vic's always on his phone, huh?
No.
It's rest period, so you can do whatever you want during the rest periods.
Yeah, Vic's terrible.
Well, I put my phone to the side.
Hey, what are rest periods?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's the first day.
It's the first day. One time me and Vic were doing back, and it was like his first time, but Vic's like old, so he still has like the headphones with the wires.
No, I got it.
Getting stuck to the machine, and he was like trying to keep up with a girl from 3 hours away and Dallas, and he was like doing a couple different things, and I was like, Vic. I'm like, Vic, we gotta finish this workout. He's like, hold up. He's like choosing a new playlist, and it's just terrible. He's terrible. But I'm pretty sure he's doing amazing now.
He's just
probably
telling me what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just like right there. All right, do this now. I don't even have headphones. It's like playing on the loudspeaker. Yeah, different environment.
Okay, you know, we talked about like protein shakes and like a lot of people are doing pre-workout now. And like, is that necessary? Like, we have a nephew. He's 17. And he was talking to us about doing pre-workout. I'm like, you're young, like your energy is enough. But are you seeing people like go too crazy with the supplements, or like, what would you say for that stuff?
I mean, I think supplements are a supplement to an already healthy lifestyle, right? So I think people need to start with the basics, right? So eating clean food, like I gave Maximo and Vic, like I like using that as a reference because it's a real life example of what we were talking about yesterday. We talked about having a protein bar for breakfast, but it's not because I say, oh, protein bars are the best thing to eat for breakfast. It's because they wake up super early. They got to be somewhere. So if you're in a rush, a protein shake is completely reasonable for you to eat. But if you have time to eat, if you have time to eat, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think, and then when it comes to pre-workout, especially when you're 17, pre-workout gives you energy. Like when you're 17, you don't need anything to get you, you know, like if you want something, get a cup of coffee, maybe even drink a soda. I mean, as a 17-year-old, you know what I mean? Like, don't start putting all those supplements. If you look at the back, it looks like a science experiment on those things, you know?
So I drink C4. Is that terrible?
Terrible.
Oh my
it's,
God.
I mean,
God, awful, terrible.
I think it's one of the better ones out there that's not as crazy. Because there's other ones that pack
Whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, I'm being judged right now.
Hold on.
And a safe space, and I don't like it.
Hold on.
Let's make that very clear. Let's make that very clear. It's a safe space, remember? I got a lecture yesterday, so let's make sure it's safe space.
Hold on. Producers. No one can tell you anything.
Hold on. C4, if you want to sponsor this podcast.
Dude don't love C4. But I get what you're saying. I try to cut it off for a while because I feel like I was just drinking it just because I drank it before.
It makes you feel like you have needles on you.
I don't like that feeling. He drags him.
He was mad as shit for like an hour. I'm like, bro, just go run it off.
I'm just all like tingly and shit.
It's literally a scoop of powder like this big, and it's like you drank 3 cups of coffee in that one thing. And a lot of people don't know that. So then a lot of people, they take it, and if you're 17, you know, if you start taking enough of it, people's like eye starts twitching, and bad stuff can happen to your heart from that stuff. So I think...
I mean, damn near is kind of like how people used to be over addicted with a lot of like energy drinks.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I knew this guy that would buy a certain energy drink and he would just walk up to the homie's mom's store and his like hand would be shaking. I was like, bro, you're going to die.
Yeah, for real. Because
it's the same dope, just repackaged. That's it.
Ooh.
The same bar. Dope, man.
So I think people, to answer that question, I think people need to be careful when it comes to supplements, because I feel like there's a lot of stuff out on the market, and especially people are just always constantly trying to pump new stuff out.
Yep.
And I think, again, start with the basics. Start with real food first. And if you really want to start taking supplements, talk to somebody that you know knows the game a little better.
Damn.
Where can they talk to you?
What's that?
Where can they talk to you?
Social media. I think that's the best way. And if you're local, pull up to the gym and we can see what we can do.
Yeah, use code brown bag.
Say it to the camera.
Say your social media.
Yeah, say your social media.
Seuss LA. So Seuss.LA, spelled SEUSS.LA.
Man, we're shout out Seuss. He came to give us some knowledge. Yeah. He can't learn in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go do it, yeah. I'm let's also roll. Like.
You're the most low key, you're the most active.
Yeah, I have a lot of energy for one of the gym earlier today.
What's your workout program look like?
It depends. Right now, my knees really messed up, like super, super terrible. So yesterday I did back, today I did arms, and then tomorrow I'm at legs, and then I think Friday I'm swimming in the morning.
That's good.
And then, Thursday I'm playing softball at night. I entered the softball adult league. So Thursday I'm playing softball, and then tomorrow I'm doing legs, Friday I'm swimming, and then I'm like taking a little life, so I might not do the weekend for sure Saturday, for sure not Sunday.
Yo, I think if anything, it seems like you got the workout program going going well. I think with the knee, helping you out with that, just because I feel like a lot of people, when their shoulder starts to hurt, the knees hurt, it's like, oh, I can't work out because knees hurt. So I think if we could show people that, you know, you could work through something like that and what to do to fix something like that, it'll be a good educational.
No, for sure. Cause I'm going to the chiropractor and I'm getting massages twice a month. For like my whole left side is super fucked up, so I took tomorrow's my first time doing leg again.
Yeah,
and then softball on Thursday night. I'm at Adult League.
Fucking Ken Griffey over here.
Come on, man.
Okay, Sammy Sosa.
The big hurt.
Cause see, and look, I think it's to be honest, like Duno's the most active. He also is the one that parties the most, right? Is there a way you can do both, and it be good, like that you could party, you could drink, but you could still like be fit?
Yeah. So the easiest
like
advice,
alcohol wise, what's the best?
The easiest advice I would give for something like that is if you're gonna stay out late drinking, don't eat bad that night. So for example, you can't do both. You can't do both. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, eat a burger, go out and party, and then end up at Jack in the Box at night. Like, that's what I was doing when I was younger.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody that I grew up with still does it.
Yeah.
But then that's when you start packing on the weight. It's not necessarily the drinks, because you could also just do like a tequila soda, a vodka soda, that kind of stuff. But it's like you start making like the sugary margaritas, you start doing all that kind of stuff, and then on top of that, you end up at Jack in the Box at 2 a.m. you're done.
It's because it hits different at that hour.
They don't sell salads at that hour too.
Don't eat, go to sleep. You're drunk anyways at that point.
Don't eat, you're gonna
wake up with a hangover.
Brian, what I, bro, those are my worst throw up sessions.
Yeah, for sure.
The late night eating, the next day is terrible.
It always feels good at the moment, and then the next day you're like,
thanks. It's all about like memories. Well, thank you guys for
coming.
Give
it up for Jesus. Woo!
I wish I could clap. Yeah.
Look at me. Come on.
Yeah, you did. You didn't work out.
Yes, I did.
Said it hurt to put on his sock this morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's
this guy
food.
Didn't work out. That's why he could
yes,
clap.
Yes, I did. Look at
he
me.
Said he's a big my said his shoulder. Arm gave out.
Dude, my arm gave out. That's how hard I was going.
I'm older.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm mature. Older and I went harder.
You did. And now look at you. And now look at you.
Waking up these muscles, boy.
Well, man, shout out Jorge and Jesus for coming on here. Woo! Jose, that's part. Jesus, Jorge, you're part of the Skinny Club now. Cheers, brother.
Yeah. Skinny.
Cheers.
Skinny boys, 2024.
Yeah, he's all chiseled now.
Almost.
Yeah, woman, if you want to get loose weight, clean that house, girl.
Add some weight.
We're going to take a break.
We're taking a break. And we're back
again with another stage flip.
With another stage flip, you feel me?
We got
healthy fools out of here. Now it's a toxic.
Yeah. We're healthy fools too.
We're healthy fools on 2024.
I'm committed to this lifestyle.
Bro. All right, chill out, brother.
All right.
That was so cool having Jorge here. That was the first time he's ever done.
Tell.
What?
Hey, Letty.
It's his first time in the studio too.
I know. That was. I thought. I thought he had been here before.
No.
Did you ever have Dana here?
No, clearly not.
Catch it, not too far from
we
here.
We have a big ass house. Remember, you guys were trying to bring dates to the old office?
Yeah.
Yay! Those scumbags, you guys and Josh.
I never did though. Somebody did.
I never did. No, I didn't.
You wanted to. You said you were driving.
I thought I drove by.
We don't need to do that.
I feel like
Josh did. No.
Josh did.
One of you guys and Josh.
Josh got picked up like a hoe outside for show. Yeah. He got picked up too many times. I was like, how many times are you getting picked up here?
And hiding it from all.
Yeah.
Update on our lives. I wanted to tell you guys this about your nephews, Jorgito and Luisito. They start basketball this weekend. At the YMCA.
We're playing back.
They're going to be Clippers.
That's kind of like
We got the link to get their jerseys. And it's Clipper jerseys.
Yeah, that's kind of like Clippers, when they first came to Los Angeles, they needed to sell to the people.
Uh-huh.
So they just sponsored a whole lot of gyms everywhere, a whole lot of outside. Yeah. And
YMCA.
Most people are usually the Clippers as like their first team as coming up as the youth.
That one right like there.
Wow, that's how they got you, Maximo? So what if they get my children?
Honestly, I'm a little scared that they're going to be Clipper fans because, like, they have access to a Russell Westbrook, a Kawhi Leonard. Like, the minute I stepped on the marathon rug, it's like, oh, boom, a Clipper appeared.
Yeah.
Like,
the claw!
And, like, they're super cool. Yeah. So it's like, how could you not, by spending time with them? They're young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't maybe know any Lakers or, like, let's keep it real. Look, a lot of Lakers has been switching teams.
And so I was talking to this with Jorge. Him and Jorgito went to the game of Lakers versus
Clippers.
Heat.
Heat with
Triple J.
Yeah, with Triple J.
Right? And so the Lakers had lost. And so Jorgito was like, okay, but Jorge was cheering for Triple J too. Like, it's cool to see what he's doing.
Yep.
And then after the game, Jorgito's like, all right, let's go. Let's go see LeBron. Like, because he's used to, before that, went to a game when Russ was on the Lakers.
Yeah.
And he got to say what's up and all of that. Yeah. So Jorgito thinks, like, we just do meet and greets after. And then Jorge's like, hey, I don't have that type of phone with LeBron. Like,
I don't know LeBron.
Yeah. But low-key, for real, with the Clippers, if we were to go to a game and they were to see him, for sure, Russ, like, nothing.
And then he's going to wear the jersey Harding. When he's balling out?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, he's going to know Harding.
And Kawhi is always a marathon gear.
Yeah,
so that's why I want that type of access with the Dodgers.
Honestly?
Because to be honest, bro,
I would love that.
I want a baseball kid. Or, like, but obviously, like... Yeah. Girls can't play baseball.
But even like in Little League, like my oldest son did Little League, and I don't know that there was Dodgers. I think he was on the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like they choose different too.
It's
like they have different.
What city did he do it in?
In Tujunga.
Man, shout out Aiden, because Aiden's first baseball team was the Dodgers.
The Dodgers,
and then,
oh,
and then
right.
He played in Echo Park, obviously, right off Temple and Glendale.
Oh,
so everything,
and that because it's right by
and
there?
And so the Dodgers sponsor it all. Oh, anything yeah. in this, whether you play like at Elysian Park, obviously there's other teams. Yeah. Like, obviously not every single team could be the Dodgers, but if you play like at Elysian Park or maybe even Northeast LA and stuff like that, everything's most likely going to be Dodgers out the scoreboard.
I want that.
So I think that's the dope
part. Lakers, why don't you do that?
But you know what? Pasadena's not too far, so they might even be Dodgered
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I have to look at
on
that.
On some of their baseball fields.
Yeah.
But man, honestly, if they were Clipper fans, I still love them.
Yeah, I hope good. So. Because they're going to be your rich nephews.
Yeah. Are they going to be Clipper fans? Maximo and them are going to be super bonding.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
No fair.
That's fire. That's fire.
Yeah,
I like
so that. That's an update. But we wanted to talk about this. So I sent this in the chat because my tia sent it to me. And she has it like framed up.
That's sick.
It's me.
Framed up?
Yeah, it's me, my sister, and my cousin. And I promise you, I never got high before.
Wait.
I promise you.
Who's on the bottom? Who's
that's
who's
Monica. Bottom?
That's not Monica.
That's no. How she was goofy in.
Damn, she looks lit.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about.
Yeah. That's the jaw. That's that jaw.
We were. Stop it. She was a great Mecha ASB student. She loved watching SpongeBob.
Okay, maybe.
And we're
okay.
Just doing. And I think like just the camera caught me crazy.
You look high.
I look high. And so a lot of times, a lot different highs.
Different yeah. Highs.
A lot of times in photos, people are like, "Are you high?" Because my eyes closed, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "No, those are my eyes." This is the first photo that I can be like, "Wow, I look high."
Damn.
The other ones, I'm like, that's just how I smile.
Your whole family looks high in this photo.
Yeah. Well, not my cousin.
No, not her cousin.
Hey, you know, she's...
Monica!
She was making a funny face, you butts.
She was a...
If you keep doing this, I'm not going to show you any more photos.
No, I can't even do the mouth like that.
She was a straight-A student? She's on the Adderall right there. No, straight-A.
ASB, Mecha student.
What is Mecha? What is Mecha?
Mecha.
What's Mecha?
You guys... Mecha.
What's Mecha?
Anybody knows Mecha?
No.
Yeah, you're in Mecha.
Of course, Yaelin was
it's
in
like Latino you were shit.
Okay, you don't even got to explain no more.
Yeah, like, yes.
It's her.
Paisa.
Yeah. Like, they go from Mecha to Me Too real quick. Like, it's like.
She might as well be Cesar Chavez, fool.
Yeah.
But shout out Letty for looking high, Monica yeah. Looking lit, and your cousin looking happy as shit.
Yeah.
That's a great photo.
I know, but I'm like, well, that's
why get it tatted.
Why would Tia have it framed?
Oh, that would be a
because
cool
it's tattoo. Like, it's funny. Not the best, not, we don't have a lot of photos together.
It's more memories. It's more of a memory thing. Like,
here's something else. I want us to react to because the Rosca happened this past weekend.
Yeah. I got the baby.
I didn't know this was a thing. This is a video, I believe it's in a Costco or in a Sam's Club, of a family getting into it with everybody else because they took all the Roscas and everybody's like, dog, they have this, look, that's their whole thing full of Roscas. That's not the display. And they're all like yelling at them like they took it all.
They said, nombre.
Yeah.
Wait. The family has a whole table?
The family took it and put all the roscas in their thing.
This food with no swag is in the way.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Hopefully it'll pass by. But it got everybody.
Okay, so in Costco, you could get a big
yeah, kind of like
cart. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Pulley thing. And that family took all, like most of them.
They're getting pressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people are like, hey, can we get one? They're like, no, we're buying all of them.
Like,
why do you need to buy 100 roscas?
Probably reselling.
Yeah, so it's been a thing that's
look,
been going
look.
On.
That is crazy.
Man,
they're taking
girls.
All yeah. The freaking roscas.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, then it just starts over. Bro. But they're like telling them off, like, you can't take all of them. Mm-hmm. And clearly, legally, they can.
Yeah,
but should it be one? You know how with Stanley's, you can only buy two per person? I check because I want to go to Target.
I've been seeing that.
Yeah, but they limit that's people. Smart. Should they limit the roscas like
yeah,
that?
They should.
Yeah, they're going to try to flip them and resell them
they
like
are.
Jordan.
That's the whole point.
Those hell things are not even good.
They're not even good.
Yeah, dude,
I don't
the
know
green.
About the
I had yeah, like three different ones this weekend. None of them were good.
I don't know. God. The one that we get it from, it's called La Reina. It's really good. We like it.
You gotta recreate this baker, whoever created this.
Yeah, because one, it's ugly, like the red and green part.
Yeah, because it represents.
I know what it represents. I am a Mexican man.
Are you?
It's still ugly.
The Tres Reyes Magos and all that other. Yes.
Yeah.
I get it. It still tastes like shit.
Yeah, it tastes weird. Yeah. It doesn't have to taste like dry.
Feeling.
It tastes dry and then citrusy. And so that doesn't have anything to do with Jesus.
How many?
Yeah. I've only had oranges in Bethlehem.
I've never once been like, hey, let me get a piece of la rosca.
No, never.
Never.
You know what it is? is, I had a theory that because it has the stuff of a concha,
yeah,
that our brains think it's going to taste like a concha. Every time. And because it doesn't, we get disappointed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Every time
that's
I try it, I'm like, this one might be it. It might taste like a regular concha. Always disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what? To that family, fucking mama huevos.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up?
Like that's something like, that's like an unwritten rule for like, in Mexico, they probably would have got killed. Let's just be honest. Like, taking all the rosca.
No, you're right.
No, because fool, like,
taking all the rosca.
And I know, like, I mean, at least we never really celebrated Los Tres Reyes Magos. Like, I never got extra gifts after getting gifts already.
Oh, you're not supposed to get extra gifts.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're supposed to get gifts.
Wait, who?
You put your little shoe out, and that's where they bring you your little gifts.
Gifts. Oh. For real. That doesn't.
I'm going to check my shoes.
How's the PS5 going to fit in there?
But yeah, I never really. But I think when, like, budgets and, like, obviously your family is not the best, I think the thing is, like, okay, well, who's going to cook?
Yeah.
So you know. Tamales or certain food. The people we usually do it with, they don't just go strictly tamales, but they definitely like everybody makes their best dish.
Yeah.
And obviously Salvadorans, like there's a lot of Salvadorans that do it with us, so they. Salvadorans will make the best tamales, so they go straight for the pan con pollo.
Hold on. Why are you just going at Salvi's?
No.
You like, just, like, 2 days ago, you posted a story on Instagram about pupusas, and you're all, I love pupusas, and I'm not talking about the food.
But he's talking about tamales.
Yeah.
I'm saying tamales, right?
Yeah, tamales.
I'm saying tamales.
I don't have Salvi and I don't like the tamales either. But that's because I grew up on Mexican tamales.
But what I'm saying is, like, if I have a white...
Anything that has an olive isn't
Hypothetically speaking, if I have a white girlfriend and she gets the baby, I'm not expecting her to make tamales. You better go make that Cobb salad the best you ever made it.
The Cobb salad?
For all the people. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think Dennis' sister got it. She did it with my sister and him. Mm-hmm. And I think her and her suegra are making panes con pollos.
Well, see, this is the thing. Mom. Only people that could cook should cut the rosca.
Oh, you know what? Hey, you know what?
Yes, because you know what ends up? Everyone cuts the rosca, and Jorge and Jorgito get it, but guess who it's supposed to be? It's me. I didn't get the fucking baby, but you guys did, so now essentially I should have got the baby.
My mom used to hate it when I used to cut the rosca. She's like, no corte del pinche rosca.
And it falls on her.
Oh, and then I'd just be like, I just handed the baby.
No stocco.
And
my mom used to be out, so that's why this day I wasn't even there.
You didn't go?
No, well, I was still with my homie's funeral that day, so yeah, I'll do that thing. But my mom was like, I didn't go either. She said, I'm not trying to cook.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, so if you did get the baby, follow through with these plans, because then you're forever going to be looked down upon.
Yeah.
Please.
No, man, people forget.
That day, I think it's February 3rd.
I feel like I've never done the February 2nd party.
Yeah.
And I'm from in my place in Guanajuato, they do a festival for Virgen de Candelaria. So it's like,
so you guys, please, if you are doing it, please follow through with your plans, because if not, you're never forever not going to be trusted to follow through when it comes to you cooking something, especially religion wise.
Okay. Now, next subject, we have to talk about Duno. He put in the chat like this crazy thing that he found out that a girl told him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so bro, please, crazy.
Oh, yeah, you need to,
like,
bro,
were you shocked? What happened?
Okay. I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm on FaceTime, you know, just chopping it up, talking. And she's like, how much do you pay for insurance? And I was like, why? And then she was just like, oh, it's because mine just got updated because where I moved or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, where you moved? She's like, yeah, like if you live in Miami, if you're Florida, if you live in the ghetto, you pay more because you're more likely to get your car broken into or stuff like that.
Yeah, like depending on the
And person. I'm like, so you're telling me that you have to pay more because of where you live? She's like, yeah, and also if you drive a red car. So I'm like, this shit isn't real. So I'm looking this up. I'm trying to figure out where, like, this is real. I'm like, in California, they asked me for my address, and they were like, oh, you got to pay more because you live here or this and this. And I'm like, damn, so people just don't pay their insurance over there. Because imagine you live in some
crazy,
like, okay, if we're talking California, right? Los Angeles, right? Yeah.
Okay, do you think that, like you didn't know that already?
No, that's a thing.
Yeah.
That, and it's not just Florida.
Okay, so that's what she was telling me, and I was like, I didn't know that. So do you guys
He told us, like, guys, guess what? In Miami, depending on where you live, your insurance can go up.
So do you
And
guys
we all, that's why no one responded, because it's like,
Yeah. Duh.
So you pay way less insurance than people that live in South Central?
No, I probably pay way more. I live in Alhambra, Pasadena area. That's why I San Gabriel.
So you pay more than that people that live in South Central?
I probably pay more. I don't know about South Central.
Like I put my dad's address because the Hollywood one, it just skyrockets. Yeah. Because people will
Yeah, that happens here too, Duno. It was just surprising to us that it's surprising to you. Yeah.
Well, because I pay. I don't live in the best area, and I live in a pretty busy area, right, not too far from a freeway, and I pay good insurance, and I have really good insurance, everything that it covers.
Yeah.
But
and I pay for two cars.
But if you were to live in Beverly Hills, it would be a little less.
Yeah.
Or if you live like certain places in Orange County, it'll be cheaper. Because for a long time,
even less.
I used to use an address in Orange County, and I paid really cheap.
Yeah. Which
one? And then she moved, and then we had to get my real address.
Dog, I swear to God, I swear to God, it wasn't even that like. Somebody never told me, damn, fuck.
They're not going to tell you.
But what I'm saying, I've never heard somebody go like, damn, I got to pay $700 because I live in Watts for like a Toyota Camry.
That's it's not necessarily like that because they also break it down.
Based on the value of your car, too.
Also your age.
Yeah.
You're going to pay more than we pay.
I think I pay less than you guys.
How much do you pay?
Can we all say how much we pay? Just like.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I pay either.
I have a big car. She has a big car.
I know how much I pay.
It depends. And even by like the car color, whatever, like we know like different colors.
And
different
it's also combined with
compact.
Everybody in your household usually.
And your coverage. If you have full coverage or if you have a.
Loki, we just had a laugh attack at because you were so shocked that depending on where you live.
Nobody buy a red car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we read it? I would read it.
A coupe will charge. It'll be more.
Oh, yeah. Coupe. Yeah. Things like that.
That's why you got to go with the plugs because my curse was. Supposed to be considered a coupe, but then she finessed it. Like, your car's really under Nissan, so technically you drive a Nissan, even though I drive a certain type of car, but it's owned by Nissan. Come on, baby. That's why I was confused. That's because the cars that I've had weren't, like, she didn't break it down to this. Because my homie has the same type of car as me, and he pays more because the lady in his insurance, and I don't even have a license.
Why are you whispering on the mic?
Have a what?
License.
No, I was telling them because we were laughing at how much you don't know. And I'm like, he's probably the age though right now where he's finding out that. Like, we've already been your age where we found that type of stuff out.
But I like to all the insurances, you guys are pieces of shit. That's fucked up.
For sure.
It is.
That's super. Like,
them, they'll be like, it's business, baby.
You know, a lot of insurance companies stopped insuring cars in California.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because of all
they're pulling all their business.
Yeah, because of all
So if you own a car in San Francisco, God damn.
Yeah, San Francisco must be crazy.
God damn, all the bipping. See, but I swear to God, I never knew it was based off your address. I think that's a little racist.
It is.
It's super racist, right? Okay, yeah, I don't know.
Not racist, but it's
discrimination.
It's regionist. And that's honestly for them, it's
classist.
Basing.
It's classist.
Yeah, it's them basing like, hey, in this area, it's more classism? Car accidents happen. Yeah. Mm. There's more hazards, so they're more likely to get in an accident, so that's why their stuff is higher.
I always thought it was just, more based off like, okay, yeah, the type of car you drive, like how expensive it is. You know, I understand like Mercedes, Beamers. And then when you think about like Beverly Hills, right? You think of like Ferraris, Porsches, and all these things. And then I thought it was based off like your car accidents, your own personal car accidents or your DUIs or stuff like that. Yeah. I never knew it was based off.
But you also got it. You're insuring yourself for other drivers too. Because it's not always your, it's you're insuring yeah, no, because no, you, but I, it's I, like the area is more likely that someone's going to crash into me.
Yeah, that's a trip. I swear to God, I was like super cool. Like, I was like, oh shit, that's fucking wild.
We just thought it was really funny.
I thought it was just I
how much you drive, all that stuff.
Oh yeah, that takes into account. I only drive 5 miles for work.
So does Angie.
Yeah, me too. I just five.
The OC to Burbank.
90 miles.
I work from home.
Oh, thank God I work from home technically. Dead ass. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, that was your insurance knowledge for everyone that didn't know.
Now you know.
Damn, see, you guys are being mean again. I don't like it.
But not be mean.
It's cool. It's cool. I thought New Year. New Year.
So who's this girl? Who's Miami?
Somebody's going to benefit from this.
Yeah.
I dead ass didn't know. I was so confused. And I was like, what the fuck? So then I swear to God, I caught one of the homies that lives in the ghetto. And I was like, how much do you pay? Yeah. And he's like, why? And he's like, I'm like, fool, did he? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't know that was a thing. And he doesn't pay that much either. So I guess the insurance picks and chooses. You guys are probably a lot more legit than I am. So, hey, shout out you guys for, paying your tax. I pay my taxes, by the way. Very good taxpayer. Yeah, yeah. I'm super on time.
You sound like Trump. Very good. It's very big.
But I
huge got, crowd. Huge I crowd. Got, the biggest crowd you've ever seen.
Now I know because I'm going to start putting my mom's boss's address.
Yes.
Why?
Smart.
Gain a community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smart.
Smart.
You're gonna save a lot of money.
I'm gonna save all my money.
Okay, yeah. Let's save being law-abiding citizens. Okay.
Yes.
Can we do a brown pride real quick?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
I really like this guy.
Javi.
Javi. Shout out, Javi. So Javi started 2024 being on top of Spotify global music charts.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, our guy, Mexican American. He's from Phoenix, and his song La Diabla is like topping the world charts on Spotify. So big up to you, bro.
Shout out him. Shout out him because on TikTok they call him the young boy Gloria Trevi version because of his voice. Oh, that's like a thing, voice? Yeah. Well, because he's, you know, he's young, but he's a guy. But yeah, they say his voice. But yeah. I like the song when he's like talking shit to his ex. Amazing.
La Victima?
Song. La Victima, one of the best songs.
I started listening to all his stuff and I was like, oh, I really like this
He's
song.
Good. He's
really good. I want to talk to him. Javi, what's up?
A lot of people hate on his voice. I'm a fan.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, because
I think
very
Primo
different.
Might work with him.
You don't like it?
No, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Who might work with him?
Primo. Yeah, Primo works with him a lot.
Oh, can we get some? Yeah, okay, really? I want to read this. This is the fourth time that a song with a Mexican artist has reached number one on Spotify's global chart, following Eslabón Armado, Empezó Plumas, Ella Baila Sola, Grupo Fronteras, Un Por Ciento, Un Por Ciento.
Yeah.
Okay. The way that they spell it is always,
Puerto Rican rapper, Bad Bunny.
Bizarrap. How do you say that, Angie?
Yeah, Bizarrap.
DJ Bizarrap.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. So shout out to Javi. I really like his music. The Do Not Disturb song.
He's good.
Ni Paga Renta or something.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the one? No, it's called something like Sin Pagar Renta. And it's funny because he's saying like, you're on my mind. Like, it's like, you're living in my mind rent free. He's essentially doing a song saying that. And he speaks English.
No, he speaks English. He's dope. He's dope. And I like how like they all fuck with each other. Like, there's a lot of when it comes to a lot of like genre, especially like rap, you know, there's always like beef.
And then
you know, I'm saying there's beef in the rap. I know the corrido beef it too.
Yeah.
But the Ivan Cornejos, the all them, they always show each other love, support. So I think that's dope. And the kids on TikTok, the Latino kids, is taking over with showing love to all these artists. Like, shout out everybody that I know that makes dope ass TikToks with all these songs and dope. And it's like free promo, but it benefits you as well with like the amount of views you get and the love you get.
Yeah.
And Javi's dope.
And why didn't you ever tell us about him?
Javi?
Like, I think it's your job.
Because I listen
to... It shouldn't be me that's putting people up on Javi.
Yeah.
That is very
You guys are also Mexican?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is
no, but you're no, but you're that's your lane.
Yeah,
I fuck with it. I don't like all his music. He's not, but I respect his hustle, his grind, and definitely like a lot of the shit he's dropping.
Yeah.
But he's dropping. He's coming so fast.
He's
it's kind of like it's kind of like with Peso Pluma when he came. He was like kicking off on us, and it's like, let me catch you real quick, brother. Yeah. Like it's kind of like when NBA YoungBoy drops. He drops like 30 albums in 1 month, and it's like I'm trying to catch this one.
Yeah.
And He had La Victima, obviously, and he went, shout out him, because he went viral for that cappella version with the homies from Augusto Papa. So shout out the boy. So he went viral because they're kind of doing like a Genius version type of thing, but the Latino version.
Oh, like breaking it down?
And I think Javi was on Genius as well.
Oh, nice. Okay. Wow. Shout out
so,
you know, Markman.
So they're killing it and all that. Yeah. And then I think he just came super fast.
Yeah.
He was kind of like runner up super the last 3 months on like of when it comes to, obviously, we've seen the take over from Chino Pacas and
everybody else.
Fuerza Regida.
But now's his time. It
Peso Pluma.
Like...
And he just kind of came in the race last minute.
Yeah, I like La Diabla.
And now it's like, it's kind of like a young man's sport.
Yeah.
And
I just love that every couple months, it seems like we have been blessed with like a new superstar in Mexican regional. Or it's like a brand new song that's just taking over not just the Mexican regional charts, like the global Spotify.
Yeah. And his story's kind of crazy. He got in a really bad car accident where they say that I think he might have never walked again, or he broke like his jaw or something.
Damn.
And there's a video of him like looking
through
like
the
a mummy.
Wire head ass?
Well, there's a video of him being like, he kind of damn near looks like a mummy. Wow. He's all super wrapped up and he's playing the guitar still.
Damn,
and it's a lot of people that, unfortunately, like the homie from Clave 50, he wasn't the homie, but I'm just the homie. Like, I fuck with his music. He passed away of cancer and he was young. He was like the new star coming up that was going to come up. And he ended up passing away. So to see like the young life be able to make it over shit like that, even like with the Santa Fe, bro, it's dope. They're amazing. Javi's dope.
He is
18. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's booming.
Shout out Javi, man. I would like to interview you. It's funny. I was talking to my nephews. They're 17 and 18. And I'm like, hey, you guys know Javi? I feel try to be cool. Yeah. And they look, and I was like, I like his song. Do you like La Diabla? I was like, I want to interview them. And then my nephew Nico's like, yeah, just don't ask him the same questions everybody asks him. I was like, what questions? I need to know. Because now they watch the interviews on TikTok. They're like, yeah, just every TikTok, they ask the same thing.
I think.
And so it's just like, when we interview him, we got to ask different questions.
Okay? Yeah, I think, And then I think that's kind of what we did with Danny Lux.
Yeah.
To where we made that fool do the grito, and he was just like, oh, shit. Yeah. I'm like, I really got to be Mexican.
Yeah.
You know? That was so cool. But shout out Javi, because he's dope. And his interviews, he's like full of life. Like, and he fucking wants to dance.
He's always positive,
And his voice. Is so different. For his voice is damn near old. It's like a little old voice.
He has a crazy voice.
That sounds like Gloria Trevi. Him and Gloria Trevi should get on a track.
Probably.
Shout out Gloria Trevi. That was one of my crushes back in the day.
Shout out, Javi. That was Brown Pride, you guys. Woo! Oh, from Brown Pride to... Aw.
To what?
Chavez Jr.
Oh, hey.
It's crazy because Julio Cesar Chavez Sr.
The GOAT.
Had to come out with a statement based off of his son, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., and in so many words, he's saying, like, yes, you're, like, it's true. My son did go to jail the other day. Fue detenido y nos encontramos trabajando junto con sus abogados para resolver su situación jurídica.
Judicial.
It says, look. Juridica. It says jurídica.
Oh, it does.
Okay, little fuckers. But it's so sad when your dad, El Campeón, has to put out a statement about, like, you're fucking, they caught you with a, they caught him with, like, a ghost gun at his crib.
That's not sad. You're dad first.
Yeah, I know.
Before anything.
No, it's not about the dad part. It's about that. You put, like, this is what has to happen for you.
You gotta love your kids for how they are.
Yeah, apparently he does.
He's setting up for him.
Hey, that fool smoked out, though.
Yeah,
Chavez Jr.
That fool's doing some, you know what?
It says this is not the first time people in his, like, circle have been concerned over if he's gonna do something to himself or if he's gonna be a danger to others. And that was essentially the call. Like, they were concerned about him, so cops went to go check on him or check on what was happening. They searched his home, and then they found that rifle or the automatic or some type of gun.
Damn.
And then it was a ghost gun. It was unregistered and illegal, so that's why he's in jail.
You know what's crazy? When I first saw it, they didn't put senior or junior, so I thought the other fool got caught with the gun. I was like.
The only guns he has are his arms,
bro. I'm like, that fool probably has, like, the license for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this fool's going through what fucking Trump's going through. You know, Trump's son is a fucking smoker.
Who?
Biden.
Oh, Biden's son. Sorry. Biden's son.
Who did he say?
I said Trump.
Oh. Yeah. But I heard Trims.
No.
I was like, is that Tims?
No.
Biden's son, yeah.
It's like super smart. But I just think.
Damn, that's crazy. Chavez Jr. is our Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. My thing is, but you know what the problem with it is that he was trying to live up to that legacy that he didn't really have in the first. Bro, when he fought Canelo, it was damn near bullying.
Yeah.
Like, you're not your dad, fool. You're not your dad.
And I went to his Instagram, and I was looking at older photos, and then I looked at the latest one where he's sitting at a table, and it's just sad to see.
Chavez Jr.?
Yeah, he just looks like smoked out, like. Like, he's like even his eyes and everything is just like, damn, like bro. Like, you've been through it. Either you've been through it or you're going through it.
Yeah. Bro. And that's because of, like, I feel like I said, he had to, bro, your dad's
a legend.
Yeah.
Like, arguably the best fighter of all time, right? When it comes to Mexican, at least Mexican boxers, to where, like, there's arguments to have between people from the 70s, the 80s, 90s, the 2000s, the 2020s, you know what I'm saying? Where people would have those arguments, but, like, bro, you're over here getting smoked out?
Yeah. And see, the thing with Chavez and, like, Chavez Jr. in particular, we remember him when his dad used to come out on the shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, when like, walkouts of his father. His big forehead.
And there was a lot of promise.
That's not from drugs. That's just from genetics.
You want to slap it? Yeah.
And we kind of know him because we know dad so much.
Grow up.
Other times, sometimes juniors, you just see them pop up or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But this kid, like, we saw him, like, Chavez
namesake.
Be so, like, embraceful of his son. And just it happened.
Yeah, I hope he gets the help he needs, you know, because it seems like it's.
Where do you get caught in LA?
For a while.
Yeah, out here.
Oh, with a ghost gun?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have money. He'll get a little reject. But he might have to do some rehab.
Oh.
A lot of rehab. Damn, but what is...
Yeah.
It's probably, like, a lot to do with, like, maybe, like, mental health shit where he's, like, damn. Or he's probably just a lit ass fool. And he's out here thugging in the streets with a ghost gun.
Y a veces es son cabrones.
Yeah, yeah, they're like knuckleheads. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get all the lifestyle without having to put in the work of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because your dad did. So then, come on.
I get what you're saying. I get what
you're
saying.
A veces. So.
Damn. What would be your solution? What should the Brown Bag team suggest for him?
Don't do drugs.
Don't smoke scante.
I forgot to meet Little Mr. E from us.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, so there's this trend on TikTok, and I don't even know if it's a trend, but it's just but it's just people that are on like, can you put the volume, Jose?
¿Qué es esto?
So there's this thing.
This is scary.
So watch the video. And you know what? We haven't. Can we?
Why are you laughing, Aileen?
Jeff, how accurate is this? Or no, LV. LV, how accurate is this?
Because they've been in the Navy?
LV, how accurate is this?
Accurate?
Like the North Sea shit.
I don't think they...
Oh, shit, okay. Oh, well, LV, damn. Okay, you guys, okay, so pause it. So there's this trend on TikTok. I don't know how...
Why is this funny?
Okay, so...
I'm just laughing because he's like, I don't know, I've never been on a ship.
Okay, so let me tell you guys why. Okay, so... Lately on my TikTok, all these videos of like the North Sea shit come out, which is like, I'm guessing like for like fishermen or like, it's like one of the most seas where like the waves and the climates are like very unpredictable. So it's super wild.
Where's the North Sea?
Can I break it down?
Well, I don't, I'm confused.
Okay, so I'm saying, so let me relax. I'm trying to explain it.
Germany?
Okay, so there's the North Sea. It's like us, like, you know how we have the Atlantic Ocean. Point is, there's like this whole thing on TikTok.
The Atlanta Ocean?
The Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, I heard Atlanta.
I'm getting bullied again.
No, you're not.
So there's fine. So there's this like part where they're like, they go on these ships and they just record how crazy the waves are and shit like that. But for some fucking reason, it's been taking over TikTok. Like the sound, that sound is like, it's just been taking over. Like people just use it for everything. Like they'll be at the beach and then, so it's just like a super takeover.
So it's less about the video and more about the sound.
No, but originally. Over.
Yeah, it started as that.
It started as the
sea thing. And then people are taking that sound and putting it on like eating cereal.
But it's
something.
Like, no. So it's like a super takeover. Obviously like the fishermen, they're recording the crazy when they're fucking rescuing these big ass ships and the waves are fucking going over the whole ship. And it just, for some reason, people were saying that it was like a hack to where it's like took over all of TikTok algorithm. So everybody was just doing it. Everybody was just seeing the takeover. And then they added the song to it. And people were like, bro, I never want to go to the ocean. This has been scaring me. So it's been like a takeover. But now, like now it became funny to where like people are putting their boats in like their little fish tanks. And they just put the song and the boats are going crazy. And I'm like, bro, this shit is sick. And now I'm scared to go to sea because of this TikTok.
You're so cute.
I never want to go.
Your little algorithm is terrifying. So entertaining. Yeah.
Are you saying it's like kind of conspiracy when you say takeover, or you just mean it's getting popular?
I don't know why. Somehow I never watched a sea video in my life, and out of nowhere, there's fucking fools falling off the ship, and like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know, and
that
then,
is crazy.
And my brother-in-law has a cousin that her man is in the Navy, and he's like in all these, like he's actually on the ship and he's doing all these things. And they have this fool, and they send us for all these memes about like the North Sea and shit like that.
I get worried. Okay, so my conspiracy brain, it worries me because like you're a big figure on TikTok, so I feel like what if like TikTok is feeding you? Remember when all your thing was North Korea?
Yes,
that's weird. Yeah.
But that's also because he Googles North Korea.
No,
yes, he.
You Google it,
yes.
Or it came to you first.
And it was your man's birthday 2 days ago or yesterday. Did you know that? Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, I fucking emailed that fool. He didn't reply. Mm-hmm.
Your fearless leader?
My fearless leader is crazy. But shout out to North Sea.
No, but I get you.
Yeah.
That
because he's influential.
Because he's such a big influencer.
Yes.
And then all the people that are watching and listening now know about
that's what I'm saying.
And they didn't before, just like we didn't before.
Yeah, keep your third eye
because,
open, brother.
Hey, how about you don't share what's on your algorithm?
The North Sea is taking over, brother. I don't know what it is. I want to visit.
Algorithm.
See,
this is like, did you guys, this is like a deep cut, but do you guys watch The Simpsons when they did the boy band? When it was like NSYNC.
Super deep cut. I'm with you.
But like basically they were singing a song and it was NSYNC or whatever. But they did like Eva Net Niage and it backwards it was Join the Navy. And so it was like it was meant by like to influence the kids.
And that's how Jeff and LV went to the
Ivan Netanyahu.
I now want to join the Navy because of the North Sea.
What's join brown bag backwards? We need to do that. Yelin, I feel like you do that in your brain.
Think.
It's probably like
Gab. Gab.
Gab around.
Gab.
Norb.
Dub.
The North Sea.
Nosh. Nosh.
You guys sound so.
Gab. Norb. Nosh.
The North Sea.
Join. Join brown bag.
Yes.
Join. Nosh. No. Join is Nosh. Backwards.
Yes. Norb. Nosh.
Yes.
Ivan Netanyahu. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
Wait. Say it again.
Ivan Netanyahu.
That's join the Navy.
Let's join the Navy.
Join the Navy.
But Gab.
Gab, yeah. Gab.
Norb.
Gab.
Norb.
Gab. Norb. Nosh.
Gab. Norb.
Nosh.
Gab. Norb.
Nosh.
Gab. Norb. Nosh. Hey,
at our next live show, Gab. Norb. Nosh.
Join the North Sea.
Yeah. No, stop with the North Sea.
I'm going to the Navy, bro.
Gab.
Bro, that's all I watch now, and now I watch like.
That's a problem.
And then for some reason, my YouTube started coming out.
And low-key, I feel like those videos are not scary because that's like, okay, they're at sea.
No, that's fucking scary.
Yeah, storm out in the ocean.
You've never seen
scary.
Like I don't know, like Animal Planet or like.
No.
Like,
I feel like. You want to know why it scared me?
Or when the fools go out fishing?
Okay, listen, you want to know why it scared me even more?
Why?
You want to look? This is some vicious shit. Look right here. Look, oh shit. The North Sea brother is coming.
No, it's coming. Just water got on their boat.
And you know what scared me even more? That the minute the North Sea started happening, the OC got flooded and people got injured.
Oh, in Ventura.
The North Sea's coming everywhere. It's gonna be the North Sea everywhere.
Yeah, but they wouldn't go to the OC.
And
no, they wouldn't.
They'd save the OC. They'd hop over the OC and somehow the wave would land into South Central.
Well, somehow like, it would be.
You know, bro. Yeah. And you know what? One of those craziest shit. I remember reading this book on then.
Like this. That feels like okay. Yeah, I get it. Like
that's terrifying.
Yeah. That's no, it's terrifying. But it's not like out of this world. Like that feels like they go through that.
Previous to this video, I still wouldn't go to the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Regardless.
It's not. This video did not do anything that I wouldn't already not do.
Same. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now I don't even want to go to Santa Monica Beach.
I don't even know if I would go on a cruise.
If I can't see the shore, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Unless a cruise wants to sponsor this podcast, then actually.
Then we are.
You might be on your own on that one, buddy.
Yeah.
You know how to swim? I don't.
That's food. Swimming in the ocean and swimming in the pool are a million times different.
And you know what's crazy? There's people that watch that like, I can't wait to go out again.
I know.
And they're probably white.
Yeah, like that's their thing. Like all those fools probably would always go back.
Whoever's TikTok this is that we're locked into, your algorithm is now at the North Sea as well.
Yeah. Look, now that you've gotten us all paranoid with the North Sea, Duno, and now it's probably all over our TikToks.
Yeah, thank you.
Add something that's on your algorithm to Duno's TikTok. What's in your algorithm right now? Angie, body shapers. I saw you're getting a lot of
paha. I have one on right now.
What am I getting?
What'd you say? We weren't even talking to you. God.
What?
You're judging me. I was looking at Vic.
No judging 2024, guys.
This is my algorithm right here. Hong Kong.
BBLs?
Hong Kong? Why is that your algorithm?
I don't know.
Like TJ Hong Kong or Hong Kong?
Letty, is yours like boxing and kids?
No, mine is like really weird stuff. Like DIY stuff.
Oh, no, this is, look at this. This is a Kid Meech. He's so funny. He cooks with Casamigos.
First thing you want to do is take your lobster and crack that bitch open with a little more pasta and the fucking vibe. Your bitch's cream, add it in the vibe.
That's what goes on in my TikTok. That's what I'm going to be honest.
It's a lot of slander. I get a lot of North Sea and mic'd up sports people.
Mic'd up? Oh,
yeah. So
like,
when they mic up, like the, even like in relation to this pod, you know what I'm saying? For Letty, I get a lot of when Caleb and Canelo were fighting, he's like, you're good. You're good too. And like he was like giving his problem about beating his ass. I get a lot of that. Or I get a lot of like soccer players that are mic'd up. I like watching like the upcoming.
Yeah.
So there's this kid from like Philadelphia that he's dope. And they like mic him up, or high school kids, and he's like, get the fuck off me, or they're arguing with the ref, or like, I get a lot of like arguing with the ref, NFL, basketball, LeBron, or even like, I just get a lot of sports mic'd up. Sports mic'd up stuff, some water polo highlights, some biddies, and the North Sea a lot.
Yeah.
So mine's really like North Sea sports vibes.
Okay, well now it's on all of ours because you just set it into our phones and our ears.
Yeah,
Bajas.
Get ready for the North Sea, you guys.
We might. What's it called? We might want to go to the North Sea.
I would never go to the North Sea. Bro, it's scary.
I jumped in the Salvadorian Sea. It was calm.
He did go.
Swang from a vine.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in.
El Tarzan. El Tarzan right here.
We love you guys.
Shout out to North Sea.
Shout out to North Sea. Shout out to Pod. If you're looking for merch, me and Duno are wearing brown bag hoodies. Make sure you grab them. They sold out at our live show.
Yep. And I had to restock them.
Restock.
And I had to bring them back in brown.
I didn't even know we had that version.
This color is
yeah, no, that's fire. I'm a
hey, and what's crazy that Letty is wearing like the exact shoes to match it.
Dude,
and
yeah,
the she sweats. Had the whole
and the sweats.
That's crazy.
Vuelta. Woo. No, I meant that for, oh my God.
Jorge's going to come running in here.
Jorge just jumps over. Sprinting. Jorge jumps over like that one dude that attacked the judge.
Yeah.
Can we talk to real quick before we leave? No. Bro.
You're the one that has to leave.
This fool has hops. I just checked. It's only 15 minutes out, so we're good. Okay. Dude, this fool has hops. How did he jump over like that?
Oh, no. We have to talk shit to Michi Chewy.
Oh, oh yeah.
Where are they?
Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. Get over here. Hey. Get over here.
Real
yeah. Yeah, hold the mic, whichever one wants you. Now, we love you. We thought we were... Do you guys love us?
Yeah, we love you.
I don't know if you
of
do.
Of course.
I don't know if you do. Okay. You guys have been with us since episode 10.
Yeah, shout out you guys.
Yeah, you guys came through, offered your services. You guys are always supportive.
That's why we love you guys.
Yeah, you guys even have your own merch, and we would wear it, and it was so fun. It's like family.
Yes, like family. Yeah. La familia.
La familia.
Yeah.
At least we thought, right?
Yeah, at least we thought.
At least we thought.
Because I don't think family would be left out of something that we were left out of.
We were definitely
Chewy.
Left out.
Chewy.
Yeah.
over the holiday break. And we have seen you because, low-key, we could have seen. Like, we saw him at the live show. Did he tell you about it?
He definitely not.
Did he tell you? Did he tell you?
Nope.
I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram, too. So
I was sad as well.
Like a normie.
So, Chewy.
Like a normie.
You proposed to Darla.
I did.
Darlene? D? What is it?
Darlene.
You proposed.
Congratulations.
So,
thank you.
They could never.
Yeah.
But we were all stunned that none of us were there. Like, bro, none of us.
We were so mad.
None of us.
You know how close my dad lives to Norwalk?
Yeah. Yeah. Duno threw his La Familia hat.
You know what's funny? The group chat was like, Food, did you guys know about this? And we're like totally feeling bad that maybe maybe you told somebody and they didn't tell us.
Right,
and
like maybe Maximo just dropped the ball and didn't tell us.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I figured it was on New Year's Eve and you guys were going to be with your families, but.
Bro, what? You are La Familia.
You're La Familia. You're our family. You've been at so many of our family parties.
True, you were at Lil Vic's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that shit was lit.
That shit was lit.
You were at my birthday, you were at Vic.
Yeah, a lot of the kids' birthdays all the time.
But we weren't at your guys' future life birthday.
Yeah.
And I am sad, but we'll take it to the chin.
Yeah. Well, and then Darla, you didn't even like do this photo and send it to the chat, but you could have sent it to us. I bet you sent it to your homegirls, but I bet you maybe I'm just not your family.
Yeah. No. This is the ring, but I haven't gotten a manicure.
Yeah.
Let's go, Chewy.
Did you know it was gonna happen?
I know everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this.
Oh.
I did not know this. He got me good.
Bro,
it was really nice and special.
Yeah, wow. Don't blush. Well, it's okay.
Do you guys have a date for like when you're gonna get married? So we know to check least. If we get invited.
You guys are gonna get invited.
Yeah!
You know,
it's pretty,
I'm not just saying that to say that because when we started the whole business, like we're like, and then we met you guys. We're like, hey, we're gonna invite them to the wedding one day. So I'm not just saying this because you weren't there for the proposal, but for the wedding, for sure.
Let's go.
Can I get a plus one?
Sure. La peda before what?
Can I get a plus one?
La peda before the wedding.
Yes.
But the wedding is cool. I'll go maybe if I'm busy. But I do want to go to your bachelor. I do want to go to your bachelor party.
Yeah.
Can I run it?
Can I run it?
We call them to do the drinks for their own bachelorette.
Dude. Wait, who's going to serve drinks at your party? Hold on.
Okay, obviously you guys been together for how long?
Shots.
How long have you guys been together?
Seven
Don't
years?
Look at her. You're going to make them get
broken
up with.
No, I'm saying.
No sabe.
No, I'm saying how nervous were you still? Like asking the girl that you've been with, you have a whole business. You guys obviously are happy, have a future. How nervous were you still to be, get on a knee and like, would you be my wife?
I was very nervous, and then
you're nervous now. Yeah. We're not even getting married.
I think like talking to her dad and even my mom, they're both more like the strict one.
Yeah,
but it was coming.
Yeah, it was time. It's time.
That's awesome.
Nah, he's so in love.
That's
I'm
so
fucking
cute.
I want, bro. Me,
you,
bro.
I want that.
Bro, fucking yeah. me and Vic envy you, dog.
Yeah, just know, just know. Just know. We don't want to be outside. Yeah. You know, we have to be.
We. Oh, we spring friends now.
I thought we were. You just spoke for me.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. You know what?
Wait,
you
do
know
you
what?
Have a date or anything? Are you thinking about it?
Thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
I left it up to her, but
yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's up to. You got a backyard in Norwalk. That's all that matters.
That's how I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna propose, but you figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure out the rest. Yeah.
Like, tell me when to show up.
Yeah.
There's a lot that we want to do with our business. So right now I'm thinking like, oh, like should we do it like sooner mm-hmm. before it gets hectic?
Or
like
a while,
yeah, like not that long of a while, but I figured if we plan to open up a spot, it's gonna get crazy.
Oh,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so
damn, marriage
might be sooner.
Dog, yeah. Marriage looks so happy. Fuck, I fucking hate this.
I feel like they have a date, they're just not telling us because they're not inviting us to it.
Let the
sometimes
what?
It doesn't even feel real. Like, I just like, not real.
Oh, my God.
No, like it's
damn, love is
I it's like a dream come true.
Yeah, it's like sometimes I look down and I'm like, we just got back from Cabo and I didn't take my room because I have to get it sized or whatever.
Yeah.
I got to get it a little bit bigger. But I was.
You were like, oh, fuck, I'm a fiance.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, shoot, yeah, that's right. I got my ring.
Damn.
That's amazing.
Dude, Letty's like, yes, love is winning this year.
Yeah.
You know what? We have like a lot of things we want for the pot and love is one of them. You know, here. You know, me and Vic went through a lot of breakups.
Yeah.
You know, Letty's tired of us, you know, being just, you know, she wants us to be loved like how she's loved.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do want that.
And because Maximo's loved, Angie's loved,
2024.
LV, and the whole team is loved, and me and Vic, we're not loved.
I know.
No, you're loved. You just choose many.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? You're right.
It's a you problem. It's not the girl's problem.
It's because I can't choose A, B, or C. I choose D, all the above.
All the above. Okay. Well,
but not anymore. Not,
congratulations to Chewy and to Darla. We love you guys so much.
Let's
We are as, just know we're as happy for you as someone in your family would be.
Yes. Letty, Maximo, do you guys have any advice for them? New fiance. Okay. You're California married. You guys have any advice for the fiance
That's
stage?
A good one.
Yes, invite me.
That's not advice, bro. You have a very long.
Oh my God! Let Maximo marry you guys.
He has the certificate.
Yes, he has it.
Oh my God!
You know what? I'll marry the whole shit right now.
No.
You wait too quick.
Let's do it live, baby.
Like,
this would be the perfect couple to do it.
Oh, no.
Like, oh,
why does he walk around
with it? I know. Why do you walk around with it?
How many people do you marry a day in California?
Just in case.
They're so red.
Here's my license.
Look, that's his license to marry. Like,
grab it, baby.
Oh, my God.
Here's my certificate.
Yeah.
Oh, show the camera. Oh,
my God. That is hilarious.
Hey, you want to be the witness, Duno? I'm going to find this up right now.
He literally could marry you right now.
Oh, right
Maximo,
now?
Maximo, don't marry them. They want to invite their whole family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where? Hey, they missed out on the proposal. We missed out on the proposal. They're going to miss out on the marriage.
With the power invested in me, the city government.
Hey, Julie and Darla's family are just sucking them. Yeah.
Now you know how we feel.
Hey. For any advice for them as fiancé stages?
I was in fiance stage for like 2 weeks. Yeah, we got married like right after he proposed, but that's because of the los papeles.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Well, man, all bullshit aside, we're super happy for you guys.
Yes. Like,
Thank you, guys. We met you guys damn near fucking 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you guys grow. You guys, bro, we saw you guys at a Grupo Frontera after party.
I know.
And we're like, hey, we know you guys.
Yeah.
And we saw you guys at your Halloween party. That's where I saw them.
Everywhere.
Yeah. All the family.
They're working all the time. It's beautiful to see building.
And,
your
you know, they finished
business.
School.
Oh, you guys finished already? School.
That's awesome, man. This is a brown pride right here.
Yeah,
brown pride.
All right, Maximo, hit it. Get him married. Go. Yeah.
With the power invested in me in the state of California, the power of Jesus Christ, the word love, you are now.
Hey, Darla,
went
like this.
If I didn't hear it, it didn't happen.
Back, episode 121, Powered by the Watch, season 6. We're back. Me, Letty, Maximo, we taking over. If you don't fuck with us, fuck you and your bitch.
What about Vic?
Oh, and shout out Vic. Letty, give me a handshake. You feel me?
And Angie.
Give me a handshake.
And the whole
shout
group.
Watch. Shout out everybody in the back. We in here. Fuck you and the ceviche your mom makes. No cap. And your rosca you ate this year. Ours was better, even though ours was trash, too. And shout out to Chichoy for love.
Yeah. Well, we had a very mature pod today, guys.
Yeah. That was cool.